If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
From Barbershop 2, all hail Queen Latifah.
Hello, I'm taking a dump.
Quiet, you.
So the tapeworm stuck its head out of the guy's ass and said, "Where's my damn lemon cookie?"
Little Jewish man gets hit by a car. They're waiting for the ambulance. The cop takes his jacket off, covers him. He says, "You're comfortable? Say, I make a nice living."
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Give these fellas money, they gamble. One fellow said, "I played a great horse the other day. Took 7 horses to beat him."
That's just not good.
I saw a drunk walk up to a parking meter. He puts a dime in. The arrow goes to 60. Said, "Gee, I lost 100 pounds.
That's not funny.
Miami Beach, the little Jewish grandmother supposed to take care of the Jewish grandson by the water. She turns her head away. A wave washes the kid way out. They call the lifeguard, the helicopter, the police. They finally grab the little kid. They bring him in. They pump him out for an hour. The kid starts to breathe again. The grandmother says he had a hat."
And now,
question. Yeah, go ahead, my friend.
I'm bored.
What?
I'm bored.
What?
He's bored.
Our feature presentation.
What was that from? He's bored.
I'm bored.
I like that. A movie that I will recommend to Lisa May off air later. So remind me, Lisa.
Okay.
Porn.
Good.
Okay. Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31, and it is Tuesday, the 6th of May. I see them.
I like boobs.
What?
I like boobs. Big boobs. Love them.
Yeah, they're pretty popular.
You wouldn't expect, after doing this show since 1975, which is when we started as the Kevin and Bean program on the air here, you wouldn't expect that yesterday when we woke up, the single greatest moment in the history of the show was ready to occur completely out of our control through no planning of our own.
Yeah. So it did the opposite. We planned specifically to not have that happen.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, Sam the Armenian comedian came down yesterday to our Cinco de Mayo, Drinko de Mayo, or Gringo de Mayo, whatever we're calling it. And he had, quote, an invention that would help guys masturbate. And we said,
because that's needed.
Didn't know that was a problem, first of all.
So many guys out there, millions of men around the world are sitting there going, if there's a way I could touch my junk, there's got to be something that can be done so that can happen.
And by the way, he talked to us on the air about it. He explained that he had this invention, that it was going to sell like crazy, and all guys in the world were going to love it, and everybody needed it. And then he started describing it as a vibrator.
Yeah.
And we didn't have time to get to what it was. Should I tell people now or wait till after this clip?
No, you can tell them because it doesn't really come into play with the greatest moment in the history of the Kevin and Bean Show, but it sure was perplexing, and I would have liked to have found out more had we gotten there.
It was – he said it was an invention to help guys masturbate. It was an electric hair clippers, and it was not modified at all, just a hair clipper with a plug sticking out of it, and then, you know, you put on the different length, you know, attachments or whatever, and that's what it was.
And he made it sound on the phone last week like it was something that he was going to market.
Right.
Remember that he was going to patent and market as if it had not been invented before.
Right.
Well, I'm going to
tell you. And he brought in something that he had already bought.
That he told Alex that, in fact, he hadn't invented it yet. He hadn't actually built it yet. And Alex said, "But you said on the air." And he said, "No, I did not."
Right.
So that's why he brought in the clippers.
And then he told Alex that it was our job to get it made.
Yeah.
That he was just going to give us the idea. It was our job to get it made.
Okay.
Which is absurd.
I didn't hear that.
Now, here's what I would like to point out, first of all. Sam the Armenian comedian cuts hair for a living.
Yeah.
He had hair clippers that he has used for masturbation. Now, you tell me how that could go horribly wrong.
Yeah.
Whoever's hair he cut in the last, I don't know, 6 months probably, just got a little extra conditioner.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying.
Think about that if you ever go to Sam to get a haircut. Just think about where those clippers have been.
So we bring Sam down, and we say, "We'd like you to show us your invention." Sam's fine. He drives for, I don't know, 45 minutes.
This is a live show, if you weren't listening yesterday, that we were doing from a Mexican place, El Guapo Cantina, down on Melrose. So we're there in front of a couple of hundred people when Sam comes down to finally get on the air a little after 9 o'clock yesterday to describe his new invention to us.
And the time he was supposed to be there was about 45 minutes earlier. And so he was late. We had to change the schedule around everything else. And he showed up. And he started making demands of Alex. He needed a drink right now. "I need a strawberry margarita." So Alex went and got him a virgin strawberry margarita because she didn't want him to be more obnoxious than he already was. Like, that's possible. And finally came the time we were going to put him on. We're going to give him the platform to explain this to us and show everybody there what was going on. And Bean decided that perhaps since Sam really does curse 100% of the time.
Yeah. no matter what we say.
He's in studio. He's on the phone. It really doesn't matter. And every time he gets the same reaction, which is, we can't put those words on the air, Sam.
And I don't think he does it intentionally. I don't think he's thinking in his mind, all right, I'm going to say a swear word. I think it's just so much a part of how he talks that it comes naturally, and he doesn't make a concerted effort to stop it.
Right, but...
Do you guys agree?
Yes, but if you've been in that situation before, you would think maybe it would sink in that...
Of course. Because he should be thinking, I'm on the radio now. There are words that Kevin and Bean have told me that I can't use.
And if he wants to stay on the air, that's key.
He's desperate for airtime, so if he wants to stay on the air, you would think he would try. Anyway, so Bean decides that while we're on the air, probably is a pretty good idea to spell it out for Sam and make sure before we begin that he understands that he can't use those words. And this is how it went.
I want you to listen to me very closely. Are you paying attention? Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do not swear.
Really? Not
watch
at all.
Your language. Not even a little bit.
None.
Do you understand?
You're looking at him as if he's speaking a different language. Every time you're on the air, you swear.
And do we're not saying, swear.
You can't do that.
So not
you know,
this time.
We Armenians are like the... So
what is wrong? God.
How did that just happen? What's going
you can't
on?
Can't say that, Sam.
We just said don't swear.
Okay. I'm sorry. We're going to cut that segment short, Sam. We're not going to have time for anything else with you.
What the... Armenians are like the N-word.
And we were just like, what? I didn't swear?
Right.
What's wrong with that?
What? What could go through his mind? I mean, he's... Some part of that word being taboo had to have sunk into his mind at some point, don't you think?
Yes.
Yes. Of course. And apparently, according to one of the Carrick Van guys, I think, who was out talking to Sam in front of the restaurant after we threw him out... He was still confused, even after our reaction. He still didn't understand. Well, what? I didn't say any. I didn't say a swear word. What happened? I don't know why I'm not on the air anymore.
Unbelievable.
There's no way. Listen, there's actually no way he goes around in his daily life throwing that word around because we've never seen him beat up. We've never seen him.
Right, you get the hell beaten out of him.
Right. I mean, that's not like the F word or something that you just someone could pass off. Oh, that guy's just vulgar. There's no way. He has to know. That you don't say that in public because, like we've said, he's still alive. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't throw that around.
Here's the other thing. He was there to tell us about his invention.
Yep.
How does that sentence lead into...
I don't know. What
is that his introduction?
unless he was reacting to our stern warnings for him not to swear and he was going to make some point about how... He's being oppressed or he's being held back or we're treating him poorly. Yeah.
By telling him that we can't have cursing on the air?
I don't know. You're
telling
I don't
us that
know.
He's unable to not curse?
Right, but what? But why
he
would
thinks
he?
Other groups are like
under
that
what
too?
Circumstances would he say that?
Well, the video, I haven't seen it yet, but apparently the video is up at krock.com. Apparently you can actually see it with your own eyes. And it's worth seeing, depending on how Lightning shot it, because Lightning was down there taping the thing yesterday, because you've never seen an explosion at the table like our reaction to Sam's words, because Kevin was literally under the table. I mean, he was laughing so hard he could not stay in his chair, and the rest of us were right behind him.
You know what's really – and what's weird about that is that when Bean was giving him the explanation, we were all going through in our minds the words that he couldn't use, the S word, the F word. What else could he possibly say that we can't let air? And that – the N word? Turns out never came up.
Weren't expecting that at all. We
didn't expect that at all.
Oh, Sam.
Yeah, and it was – we just were laughing so hard and
he's
didn't
the
best. Know – I mean, we had to just end it right there. There's, I mean, you can't trust a guy like that, the guy with that little sense live. I mean, forget the radio just for the hundreds of people that were down there. The last thing we want to do is cause some sort of a race riot.
He is the best. We need to have him on every Monday. It needs to be Armenian Comedian Monday.
There was a black guy down there, by the way, who tried to parlay that incident into Weenie Roast tickets, too. I don't know if you saw that, guys. Like, well, I was here, and I was pretty offended, guys, so there must be a way you can hook me up.
Yeah, and he didn't just stop there. He was, like, in the pit.
We're right, exactly.
We don't have those tickets
and
available.
And four, please. So, anyway, krock.com, they're going to put a video up if they haven't already, and you got to check it out. But what is that deal?
I don't know, but there are so few – there are so few people that are that confusing to me. Like, I can never guess what he's going to say or why.
Yeah.
Ever. I'm never right when I try and guess.
There's no way to know what's going on in that
it's
brain.
It's unbelievable.
He's a mystery. Good times.
All right. It's Tuesday morning. We are going to give you some highlights of our call to Lars Ulrich from Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the program yesterday talking about the K-Rock Weenie Roast, Steve Fiesta.
Actually sounded excited to have Metallica back. Sounded like they've been working on this record a long time, and they're really looking forward to getting out there and playing some rock and roll all summer.
Yesterday, I was the only one here, so I had to actually make that phone call for you guys to connect for you. And I actually, it was the weirdest, like, little adolescent boy moment for me because I got the chills down my spine as I'm dialing the phone, and the guy on the other end picks up and goes, yeah, it's Lars. Hey, how you doing? I'm like, hello, Mr. Ulrich.
So Mike gets us on the phone and goes, guys. And we were like, what? What's wrong? I just talked to Lars. We know we're just about to put him on the air. I know, but I just talked to him.
Like me. Just him and I. Yeah. It was like a one-way conversation.
Well, I'm so surprised you've never talked to him or met him before, because I feel like Kevin and I have interviewed him 10 times.
We have. But remember though, the best day of Mike's life was the breakfast that we did with Metallica.
Right. When he was there one foot from James watching him sing all those Metallica songs. Yeah.
Then at the Honda Center, we did it in in a locker room.
Yeah, pretty much.
And everybody, no one was more than 10 feet away from those guys. That was so cool. And Mike really enjoyed that breakfast.
It was a highlight.
I'm 45 miles away, actually, not 10
feet. Oh, you weren't there? You missed it?
But I thought
you can't see from that distance. What were you thinking?
But I thought you loved Metallica.
We thought you would have enjoyed that.
I do. It was probably the best experience ever, but this was my engagement party.
It was your engagement party.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, so you weren't there.
No.
You went to an engagement party instead.
Yeah, it was weak.
Weak does not begin to describe that, by the way.
Metallica is headlining the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2008, if you missed the news. And we are going to have tickets for you to win, like we promised yesterday. Every single hour at the top of the hour, we're going to be giving away tickets. Plus, we got a chance for you to earn them. It this morning in the 7 o'clock hour as well.
Eli Manning is going to Disneyland.
Yes.
Good for Eli.
Those jokes all write themselves, but we're going to try our best anyway. There's a show called The Reaper on that I love, Ralph loves. It's on the...
I don't know.
What network?
Channel 5?
CW.
CW, yeah. I'm afraid of it.
Why?
You're afraid of it.
Don't fear the Reaper.
Yeah!
And I fall for that every time. Ray Wise plays the devil. We've got him on the program today. I believe a return visit from Spencer the Love Dispenser.
Oh,
yes.
God.
Excited.
And the hills is heating up. I'm telling you, last night was awesome. Next week looks like the best Hills episode ever.
And knowing what we do about the Armenian comedian, it cracks us up that Lightning told us yesterday that his wife has hired the Armenian comedian as Mr. Clown, one of his various jobs that he does.
She's exposing him to her children?
For one of her kids' birthdays.
What is she thinking?
I don't know.
He's probably going to be exposing himself to her
children. I wouldn't doubt it.
While we're at it.
I would not doubt it.
And calling them names.
So we're going to have to talk to her about that as well today, because
I hope there's some little African-American boys and girls at the party.
Armenians are like... Oh, that would be awesome. We're going to have Lightning videotape it, because can you imagine him around kids?
Well, the kids have got to learn sometime.
He would yell
at
them.
They sheltered forever.
What a horrible idea. So anyway, that's all coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Right now, we welcome Ralph Garman to the studio. Ralph, your quick thoughts on the Armenian comedian disaster yesterday. You were there.
Disaster. I think it's great that we can share little known information about other cultures. I had no idea that about the Armenians.
Yeah, so, I didn't either.
You know, it's good that we can share those things with each other.
He's a teacher, really, more than anything, that Sam.
You go to the video at the Kevin Bean section of Kerrick.com. Ralph looks like he's going to pop a vein in his head. He's laughing so hard.
Yeah.
It was shocking.
I was blown away, as we all were.
All right, time for the showbiz beat for Tuesday morning. What the hell's going on?
Can you believe today is the 7-year anniversary of the Bonnie Lee Bakely Robert Blake incident?
Is it really?
It's been
7 years ago. Wow. Robert Blake accidentally left his gun behind at a booth at Vitello's in Studio City, and somehow his wife ended up shot dead in the truck. It was weird.
Well, he was back inside, right?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
He has an airtight alibi.
Right.
But somehow she ended up dead 7 years ago today. I'm looking forward to eating at Vitello's on a regular basis now that I'm going to live over on that side of the hill.
Excellent.
Yeah. It is delicious.
And I told my wife, you better watch your ass, because I can leave a gun behind just as easily as the next fella.
Learn a lesson.
Where's the downside? Yeah. You tell me where the downside is.
Congratulations to Angela Kinsey of The Office. She plays Angela, coincidentally enough, on that show.
Yeah.
She had a baby over the weekend, a little girl named Isabel. That's a pretty name.
Yeah, it's nice. I was surprised because I watched The Office, and I've never seen her look pregnant on that show. How did she do it?
I don't know. I saw her in person walking around recently over at the Grove, and she was way pregnant.
Really?
Yeah, big belly. Apparently, cast member Jenna Fisher was at the hospital with her. Apparently, they're very good friends, along with Angela's husband, Warren Lieberstein, who is a TV writer. So, congratulations to Angela. Dennis Rodman entered outpatient rehab yesterday.
Really?
In the wake of his drunken arrest on domestic violence charges. Mm. Apparently, the Worms representative, a guy named Darren Prince, says that his client met with a counselor yesterday and is trying to seek some help. I bet he is. Before he gets into court for bruising up that broad while he was loaded. Seems like they all find Jesus the minute the police show up, don't they?
Yeah. Yep.
Very interesting. And not surprisingly, Marvel Studios has announced a series of follow-up movies in the wake of the huge success of Iron Man. For those of you who didn't hear, made over $100 million here in the United States and almost that much abroad, making it about $200 million
for
the weekend.
Yeah. Wow.
Doing pretty strong for itself. They have announced that Iron Man 2 will be unleashed upon moviegoers on April the 30th, 2010.
They're going to follow right up on that, aren't they?
So we're going to have to wait 2 years for Iron Man 2.
Well, the first one took 2 years.
Yeah.
Is Favreau doing that one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, all the original cast and crew were involved in the sequel. Apparently, also that year, Marvel Comics Studios will release their Thor movie on June the 4th.
That could be good.
Anything about Thor?
Thor is a Norse god who wields a giant power hammer.
A hammer?
Fights crime with the hammer of Thor. Yes.
I don't know, but Mike seems excited.
Well, because he's buff and, you know, sure. Got long blonde hair. Looks very feminine and sexy. And gay fellas love him. 2011, we're going to get the Captain America movie.
That's the one a lot of comic book fans have been looking forward to for many, many years.
May 6, 2011. Mark your calendars.
Dude.
Don't need to. Wow. Still quite some time for
me. Later that year, in July of 2011, we'll get The Avengers, which is sort of like the Justice League of the Marvel comic book characters. It'll be Iron Man, The Incredible Hulk, Captain America, and Thor all fighting crime together.
Yeah.
So there's your lineup for comic book movies for the next 3 years.
Goodness.
Yeah, you're all caught
up. Now, Ruff, is something that Jon Favreau told us in studio last week, something about Marvel now having their own picture studio?
Marvel Studios,
Is that part of why they're making so much more money to put these films out now, that there's a little more incentive to get some of these characters that have not yet made it to the big screen made, right?
Yeah, as opposed to Marvel just selling off the rights to a character to another producer to make the money on these. They are actually producing themselves in association with Paramount Pictures. Paramount will be releasing all the films we just talked about. So they've got their bed together, and they all stand to make a lot of money.
They better film those Stan Lee cameos now.
How dare you?
I'm just saying, if you got movies planned for the next 5 years, the guy's 85. Let's get those in the can. At least get that part done.
He's not going anywhere, and I hate you. Speaking of hate, Ryan Reynolds...
Yes.
Has announced that he is engaged to Scarlett Johansson.
Oh!
Really?
Wow.
Both actors' representatives have confirmed to E! Entertainment News that they are ready to take a trip to the altar.
That hurts.
Yeah.
That really stinks. Hurts.
Well, you can't blame him.
No, of course not.
I mean,
not.
If you're with her, but you're going to try to marry her.
Still.
I don't know that I would try to marry her. She seems pretty dumb.
How dare you?
I mean, I'd be banging her. I don't know that I'd want to marry her.
How dare you?
I'm just saying. Who's with me? Mike, you're with me.
Yeah, well, we know because she's related to Banpax that she's a horrible, mean bitch. She's an inconsiderate, cold, callous
whore. Oh, yeah, Mike's tight with some of her relatives, yeah. Wow.
And not a very good actress.
Coming from ScarJo.
She's amazingly beautiful. She's amazing.
She's got hot.
And I don't
shut
know
your
if
trap.
She's dumb or not.
I think you all need to be very quiet now.
By the way, nobody is saying she's not hot and we wouldn't want to bang her. We're just saying I don't think I'd want to marry her. That's all I'm saying.
I don't like the negativity.
He was engaged to Alanis Morissette.
Yes.
Talk about an improvement. Talk about stepping it up a bit.
Just a bit.
Holy
isn't that ironic?
Don't you think?
Stop it.
He used to be engaged to her.
A little too ironic.
Yeah. It's like a black fly in your Chardonnay. Oh, wait a minute. That's not ironic at all. I'm sorry. My bad. More romance news. Fox News is reporting that Tony Romo and Jessica Simpson are also very close to a wedding.
I sure hope so.
I want that to be so true. Oh, dear sweet
Jesus. They deserve
each other. Make it so. Apparently, Jessica's best friend, Casey Cobb, made a champagne toast to her friend's future happiness while at a party hosted by Puff Daddy P. Diddy Sean Diddy Combs Friday night. And Jess responded that she was so excited about the news, but they weren't really saying out loud what it was. But Nick Lachey is just pumping his fist like a hockey player after a goal right now.
Why would
he? Yes, somebody else is going to feel the pain I felt.
You guys remember her show? Do you remember what?
What a nightmare!
How painful that was. Yeah. A little clip of that show and her just being bad.
Brat.
I'm not a brat.
You're a spoiled brat.
I am not. I'm a nice girl.
You're a bratty girl.
I treat you very nice. I hate you right now.
Boo freaking hit. You know what? Sob, sob, sob. There's always something wrong. Whatever I do, there's always something wrong.
Baby, would you stop saying?
No.
God.
It's like they're meaning comedian.
Wow.
Yeah, don't get it. He's living with her.
Somebody's going to marry
her. No one
can
blame him for snapping. Yeah, what a nightmare. And lastly, you know Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag.
Yes.
Or Spidey, as they're known. They cannot turn down any opportunity to get their photograph taken.
Oh,
that
right.
is true. So it came as no surprise to anyone that they showed up at the Kentucky Derby over the weekend.
Well, there were cameras there.
Yes. And they, you know, had every opportunity to get into the photo ops.
The Kentucky Derby.
Desperately trying hard to look like they were interested in the race. However, their plan failed. If you go to TMZ.com and look at the photos, you can see Heidi looking through binoculars at the race through the wrong end.
She wanted it to be further away?
She's got the large end of the binoculars up to her eyes, and she's pointing the small end at the race.
Oh, that's good.
Maybe she wasn't nearly as interested as we're led to believe.
I saw her on the TV last night. They had tape from Kentucky Derby. Somebody asked if she could name two horses in the Kentucky Derby. And she came up with one. She couldn't come up with another one.
Came up with Secretariat. Today's celebrity birthday is Tom Bergeron.
Who's that?
Luckiest bastard in the world. He's the host of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
He is very good as a host,
He actually is.
He's one of the few.
He's a guy who brings something to the table, actually, as a host. He is 53 years old today. Roma Downey, who probably is best known as the star of Touched by an Angel.
Yeah.
She's 48 years old today. Chris Shiflett of Foo Fighters is 37 years old today. And George Clooney. Ah, George. I just want to give him a big hug.
I know you do.
He's my man crush. George Clooney's 47 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Congratulations, by the way, too. And I can't believe this is really his name. David Realavesquez.
Why
from
not?
Newport.
Sure.
I know. Crazy, right? He won tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2008. No, you have not missed it. They are not on sale yet. We will give you details soon. We do recommend you become a K-Rock Street Team member to have the very latest information about when you can buy those tickets. And we've got them for you to win every hour this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
We fell in love with the quarterback of the New York Giants when they won the Super Bowl because he's a seventh grade retard. And there's a pretty good picture of him at KRock.com on the Kevin and Bean sites page.
That's all you really need to know.
You look at that picture and you go, absolutely, seventh grade retard.
I understand.
That's who that is.
Mouth breather,
right. So we've talked to him from time to time, and every time something comes up, like when he got married, we talked to him, checked in with him and stuff. And now we read a story that he apparently is going to be going to Disneyland on some kind of, I don't know if it's one of those commercials or what.
Well, this is something that they do, I guess, that the Disneyland tries to do with the Super Bowl winners. You know, the old I'm going to Disneyland. They try to have a little parade, a little celebration for the guy who wins the Super Bowl. And they couldn't do it the day after the Super Bowl because they had some sort of travel problems with Eli getting to Southern California. So they've rescheduled it, and it's going to be tomorrow. And for all the details, let's go to big number 10 of the New York Giants, your Super Bowl winning MVP, Eli Manning, on the phone with us on the Kevin Devine Show. Good morning, Eli.
I'm Eli.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes, you are.
Hi, Eli.
How you doing?
Hi. Hi.
So you're going to Disneyland tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. You're going to be in a parade.
I'm going to Disneyland.
Right.
Right.
I'm going to Disneyland.
I knew you'd be excited.
Yeah.
Have you been to Disneyland before?
No.
Haven't. Okay.
I'm going to meet Mickey.
Yes, you are.
Yay! Yeah.
You
are.
You know,
Mickey
a lot of little kids love Disneyland.
Yes. I'm going to Disneyland.
Right.
Because I won the Super Bowl.
That's correct, yes.
So
they keep giving me things.
They do, that's true.
Right. You're
they gave
star.
Me a wife. because I won the Super Bowl.
I don't think that had anything to do with winning this.
I got a lady.
Okay.
Right, but that was your college sweetheart. You guys have been together a long time, even before you played professional football.
Yes, but now they let me marry her, in spite of all the disabilities. So they wouldn't do that before. Her parents said no.
Oh, her parents said no.
And now they say, you won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You can take a wife.
Okay.
Well, like that's a farmer. Nice.
Yeah, like
the farmer takes a wife.
Yeah,
you watch. I hold a dairy, oh. The farmer takes a wife.
Okay, that's not you, though. You're the quarterback takes a wife. But listen,
quarterback takes a wife.
Okay. Here's
the quarterback
plan.
Takes a wife. I hold a dairy, oh. The quarterback. I don't remember the rest.
Yeah, that's okay. That's fine. We're moving on. So you're going to be in a vintage convertible automobile along the Disneyland parade route tomorrow afternoon starting at 4:30. It's going to be a cavalcade with you and a bunch of Disney characters. Who else besides Mickey do you like, Eli?
I have no idea what you just said.
They have parades.
What's a revertible?
Convertible.
A convertible.
Why?
That's a car without a roof.
Why?
Because it makes
would rain on you.
No, it makes it easier
would get
for
bugs in your teeth.
Right, but people can see you as they stand alongside the parade route. That way, you can wave to people, and they can wave to you, and they can see you better.
Why don't they drive by and I'll stand there and I'll wave at them?
This is a parade. You know what a parade is?
Magazine.
No.
Yes,
I mean yes, but not what we're talking about.
I was right then.
Yeah, you were.
I want a roof.
You are going to be.
I want a car with a roof. I want a Super Bowl. I want a roof.
Right, but that's not how they do it in a parade, though. It'll be trust us on this one. It's better this way, Eli.
Hi, Goofy.
You're rehearsing?
Yeah, practicing.
Okay.
Hi, Pluto. Pluto, look at me. God damn it, Pluto, look at me.
Yeah, I don't think you want to curse
can't,
Pluto.
They can't move their eyes.
Pluto's a
either.
Dog.
Yeah,
that's right. Yes.
Goofy's. Like a dog man.
Sort of. It is kind of troubling, actually.
I'm Goofy.
Yeah.
No, well, yeah,
I want to be him.
You want to be Goofy. Okay.
Yeah, not Donald Duck. He doesn't wear pants.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah. He doesn't have a wiener.
Okay.
Yeah. That's probably best.
I couldn't find it unless it's under the feathers.
Yeah, I don't think
be paying that
you
close
need to
attention.
Be finding.
Hey, you want to hear a Donald Duck impression?
Please.
Okay. I'm Donald Duck. Is that good?
Yeah, there's nothing you can't do, Eli.
Do I hear my Mickey Mouse impression?
Sure.
I'm Mickey Mouse.
Perfect. It's like we're talking to those characters.
I can't wait. I want to get on a teacup.
Okay. That is one of the rides, yes.
They said don't pee in there.
Well, of course not.
My dad told
everyone. Me don't pee in a teacup.
Well, of course not.
It's good advice.
But I can pee in the Pirates ride off the side of the boat
if I have to go. You should. Hey, if you go on any rides, be sure to wear your helmet, too, Eli.
I only wear a helmet on a football field.
Right.
Well, maybe it's time.
And when I
ride
a bike.
Right.
And when I walk.
Right.
And during sex.
You wear a helmet during sex?
Yes.
Wow.
Because sometimes I go crazy.
Right, with your retard strength?
I'm retard hung.
That's right. Don't bring that up at Disneyland.
I could destroy my wife.
By the way, we never did the call-in topic of bad couple songs.
Oh.
That's ours.
And was that a first dance song. At the wedding song or just the, hey, we're dating and young and in love song?
Yeah, kind of like that, yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, most of the, quote, songs that couples pick are picked by the girl.
Sure. Right.
And the guys, if they don't say something quick enough, they're stuck with, like, My Heart Will Go On or whatever, Celine Dion BS. And that's
so you're proud
great
of your
point.
Song, aren't
well,
you?
Well, I picked it, yeah, but we'll talk about that another time.
We should, because I don't think I've ever told you what my real-life song was with my wife, Donna, when we were dating. I don't think I've ever even mentioned it on
yes,
before.
Yes, I can't
it
wait.
It was Girlfriend in a Coma.
Nice.
That was the song.
Up.
I swear to God, you can ask if you called her right now. Well, she's asleep. But if you called her right now and said, with no prompting, "What's yours and Bean's song from when you were dating?" She would say, "It's Girlfriend in a Coma." That was our song together. It was a beautiful, touching romance.
There's
obviously a good call-in topic there. We'll have to do it another time.
Yeah.
There are 1 million reasons to go to KROQ.com. I got to tell you, Lightning is running things over there now, and he's doing a tremendous job. Every day there's new stuff up there. And for instance, K-Rock Wiener Rose Fiesta 2008 is coming up. You can see videos from every single band on the bill at K-Rock.com right now. I mean, that's pretty cool. You can see the Armenian Comedian Unfortunate Incident from our live broadcast yesterday, Beer Mug and the Eating Challenge yesterday. Of course, it's a great place to go if you ever want to email any of us here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and we'll take a look at some of the things you've sent to us recently. Let's start with this one. Speaking of the internet, hey, Bean. Just got back from a three-week business trip to China. I thought you might be interested to hear that it is not possible to view your blog, stronglywordedletter.com, in China. Apparently, the government blocks any websites they don't want its citizens to have access to, and yours is one of them. Also, you should know the underground podcast of your show that is put up on iTunes is not allowed to be downloaded in China. That's what's going on over there, Carly.
Hey!
So no listening to the Kevin and Bean Show podcast, I guess, if you're over there.
You know, so if you're keeping track, it's yes in Bahrain, no in China.
That's correct.
Interesting.
Yes,
that's
exactly. Here's Anna, who heard us take a What a Do Nephew call the other day when a girl called in and said, what's up with fat people? Remember, she was just disgusted by fat people, and she just had to get that off of her chest when she called us yesterday.
Yeah.
What that girl said on your show the other day, guys, was not cool at all. I am very disappointed that her comments were let on the air, but I applaud you guys for showing sensitivity toward people that maybe don't burn fat as fast as others. And I want to thank you, Anna, for noticing that that's one of the hallmarks of the Kevin and Bean Show, is we are nothing if not sensitive to those carrying around
that's
a few extra LBs.
That is true. But that's one of the things we're most proud of.
Absolutely.
You guys remember that K-Rock listener, Will, that we used to have, William, that we used to have on for Lost all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Super fan. Yeah.
Smartest guy in the world. Knows every number that ever had anything to do with anything.
Yeah.
He sent us an email, Bean, about how we could build our own Iron Man suit for real.
Oh, no. Really?
That sounds like something Ralph will do if it's feasible.
Could we build our own Iron Man suit? Not just a costume, but a functioning apparatus that could perform the miracles the spectacular Marvel in the movie does. Well, not really. We'll have to pass on the anti-gravity tech and jets blowing out the bottom of our feet that are hot enough to roast our tootsies like marshmallows. Never mind that the suit clearly breaks the first law of thermodynamics, creating energy for free. But still, we can come close to the feats and blah, blah, blah. And he goes on and on about how we can build our own Iron Man suit.
If you could, you should, though. I mean,
yes.
If you could put on a suit and fly, do it, William.
That's
do it.
That's what I'm saying.
Let us know. Here's an email referencing Ralph's soon to be moving to the Valley. As you know, Ralph has been an L.A. city boy for many, many years, and next month he's taking the plunge and moving into the San Fernando Valley. And we've had a lot of conversation about what a downgrade that is. Marty from San Pedro writes in, hey guys and Lisa, here's a phrase you'll never hear. Gee, honey, it sure is beautiful here in the Valley. Another one might be, hey, let's spend the weekend in Encino. There's so much to do. Oh, and one more. Hey, honey, you know that vacation we were going on to fill in the blank of anywhere else? We were thinking about, let's go to the Valley instead.
Yeah.
Much love, Marty.
That's true.
Valley boys, it's a Valley boy.
Dear Kevin and Bean, Lawrence writes, this is one of my favorite emails ever. So at about 12:30, Rodney Bingenheimer said, you're listening to 103.7. Just thought you'd like to know.
Oh, my God.
That's 100% true. His board op was talking to me about it the day after it happened, the morning of. And she said he was very worried that he was going to get in some kind of trouble. That was more than just a slip-up.
I do that like once a week.
Yeah.
He's pretty new to this frequency, though, guys. You can't expect him to remember everything. And my final email is something that several listeners have tipped us off. I'm going to read Chris's note. Even Dave, the King of Mexico, is fired up about this because, you know, anytime Dave gets a chance to bond with his Latino brothers, he's all about
it. Oh, sure.
When it serves him. Dear K-Rock, as two concerned Northeast Los Angeles residents, we have started an online petition asking Gloria Molina and the LA County Board of Supervisors to repeal their new ordinance that would essentially eliminate taco trucks in unincorporated LA County. By the way, have you guys heard about this?
Yes, what's
the thought behind this? What are they trying to take away the taco trucks?
I really don't know. They don't want them. What they want is for
is
them
it
not
business
to
licenses?
Park.
Is that the problem?
They don't want them to park in the same place for over a half hour. They want them to keep moving, and they say it's for safety's sake, but you think these trucks would probably be safer if they just stayed where they were rather than keep moving.
Throw tacos out as they roll?
I don't know. It's
baffling. Well, in just over a week, our SaveOurTacoTrucks.org has received over 1,000 signatures, has been mentioned in various blogs, including the Los Angeles Times, has been linked to a recent opinion editorial in the Times as well. A uniquely Angeleno culinary institution is being threatened, as are the jobs of thousands of working class people, all in the name of gentrification. Please contact me for more information. Feel free to let me know if there's anything you can do for us. Thank you, Chris. So I just wanted to point that out. If you like many people, go to the taco trucks for lunch And you want to find out more about that, it's SaveOurTacoTrucks.org is the place to check it out.
That seems lame.
Yeah, it sounds like they just, some people have complained and now they're going to do something.
It seems like a lot of times the government does everything they can to hurt business rather than to encourage business and give people the opportunity to make a living and, oh, I don't know, have lunch.
Yeah. Angelina writes, "Dear Kevin and Bean, I really must thank Bean for the show today. This is a little bit of an older email that I've been saving, so I don't remember the exact thing she's talking about, but I'm an accounting finance consultant, and I'm currently consulting for a client in the South Bay. I've been a faithful listener since I was 17. Greatest thing ever, you decided to stream your morning show. So I'm at work trying to make a good impression on my potential coworkers, since I was offered a full-time position that pays in the six digits.
Nice.
Anyway, my boss has been warning me about this pain-in-the-ass employee she has. I don't want to mess with this chick. I want to be nice to her. Stay out of her way. Well, I called her into my office today so we could finally meet. She comes in wearing a gold cross, the kind that most religious fanatics wear. Good, a Bible toter. Fantastic. Just as she's introducing herself to me, Bean's on the radio talking about how your career is basically at its final stages since you can no longer speak your mind or make fun of anyone. Just as she walks up to me to shake my hand, Bean starts talking about the word vagina. And how he can no longer say vagina, 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 vagina. How many times did you need to say that, Bean? Needless to say, the woman was offended. Things got started off on the wrong foot.
Oh.
She was very upset because this word was coming out of her computer.
Oh, no.
So she complained about the lady writing the email. And yeah. She walked into that office and had to hear the V word.
Bean, if your comments wind up costing me this job, mother effer, then I will send my posse over to take care of Pork Chopper, Canadian Bacon, or whatever the F your pigs, goats, or whoever's name
come
is.
Come on. How are you going to come at me like that?
Bean, you're an S-head. Sincerely, Angie.
Wow. Angie, listen, you may lose your job, but at least you've got your vagina. Two chances for you to win your tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2008 coming up in the next 10 minutes right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Tuesday. What's going on, Ralph?
Before I get to the showbiz news, I want to mention an event that's happening this weekend, Saturday, the 10th of May. I will be attending a special event for a charity that helps cure Duchenne muscular dystrophy. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Duchenne or not, but it is a brutal disease. It is 100% lethal to all the kids who get it. It affects only boys, and it is a 100% lethal disease, as I mentioned. Kids get it genetically, but they also get it spontaneously, too. And what happens is their muscles just start to die away.
Oh,
that sucks.
Yeah. And most of these kids are in wheelchairs by the time they're around 10, and most of them don't live to see their college years. So it is a brutal disease. There's some amazing parents who have put together this group called Cure Duchenne, and they're having a charity casino night Saturday night at the Peterson Automotive Museum, which is a cool place to have a party. It's called Dealing for Duchenne, and it's going to be a celebrity charity poker tournament there. There's going to be blackjack and roulette. There's going to be silent auctions and wine tasting. And it should be a great event. It's going to be live music and dancing and drinking. It's going to be a blast. It is this Saturday. For more information, you can go to Duchenne, which is Duchenne.eventbrite.com. And if you missed that, just email me and I'll pass it along to you because it is kind of complicated.
I doubt that's
easy to remember.
But I'm going to be there playing in the celebrity poker tournament. Kevin, I think you're going to stop by, right?
I am. And if I don't win that poker game, I will turn the table over.
Wow.
In anger.
That's good news. Here's some of the other celebrities that are going to be there. Anne Heche and her boyfriend James Tupper from Men in Trees.
Oh, yum.
Will be there. This whole lineup of celebrities, by the way, is like Lisa's wettest dream.
Who else do you got?
Yeah, we got Willie Garson from Sex and the City.
Oh, he's so beautiful.
Josh Molina from Our Pal from the West Wing.
Yep.
Sure. He's awesome.
Kevin Weissman. Remember him from Alias who played Marshall on that show?
Yeah.
He's a real good guy, and he's one of the celebrity spokespeople for this disease.
Oh, no kidding.
The problem with the disease is that it is one of those orphan diseases, they call it, because there aren't enough victims to make it profitable for the major drug companies to sort of develop these cures.
So they're on their own?
So they're pretty much on their own. Wow. They don't put a lot of money into research and development because there isn't a lot of profit in it. So these people have to try to raise money on their own, and that's what this thing is for. Joel Murray from Still Standing is going to be there. I'm going to be there. And it's funny, they have the list of celebrities here, and you can see that I am the least, I mean, I'm barely count as a celebrity. Not only because I'm at the bottom of the list, but because they spelled my last name G-A-R-M-O-N. But I am happy to do my part, and I hope all the K-Rock listeners will come out as well. And again, just email me for the link, because like I said, it's a little complicated. But anyway, it's going to be a good time. So come on out and join me and Kevin and
let's kick Kevin's ass in poker, because he was like, I play poker all the time. I killed Brad Garrett. I took $1 million from him. So he's bragging about his poker playing, and now I'm going to crush him.
It's legendary.
It is legendary. Let's talk about the showbiz news, shall we?
Okay.
Matthew McConaughey has given up partying.
What?
Star Magazine reports that his pregnant fiancée, Camilla Alves, was apparently very upset because now that she's pregnant, she can't party anymore. She was bitching and moaning about that, as women are wont to do.
Yeah.
And so Matthew said, well, then I'm not going to drink either until you're done with the pregnancy. I'm going to give up drinking beer until you have the baby. Ass.
Sounds like a good idea at first, and then he goes, wait a minute, really?
Here's what every guy I've ever known, every real man I've ever known, has heard when his wife got pregnant and could not drink any longer. Dedicated driver! I've got the perfect designated driver now for all of my drinking activities.
You can drink more.
I bring my wife along. I know I can get hammered, and she can't drink. She's got to drive us home. It's the perfect scenario for 9 months.
Yeah, it really does.
You can drink all you want. Matthew McConaughey, what are you doing? Oh, I won't drink either, honey. Grow a pair, will you? Now that Brooke White has been booted off American Idol, the folks at VoteForTheWorst.com have picked a new person to throw their alleged weight behind.
Is it like the second or
bad ones to choose?
Second or third one that they've backed that's gone now?
Yeah, they're doing pretty good this year. Of course, their goal is to try to get the worst person to win.
Right, to keep them.
But the person that they keep naming is so bad that eventually they're getting voted off. There's only four people left on the show, and now they're throwing their allegiance to, in their words, everyone's favorite pothead, Jason Castro. This is the dude who's got long dreadlocks and looks like he's stoned on every episode.
That's common knowledge. The guy's retarded.
Yeah.
He is so dumb, and Kevin, if you tune in to watch this show tonight, you would be amazed that he was in the top 150 contestants, much less in the top four.
He's not a good singer either?
He's terrible.
No, he's really not. So I can see why they're backing him. Here's a quote from their site. The way he doesn't seem to care what happens on the show is so refreshing, and his I don't care attitude must be annoying the others by now, of course, which makes us cheer. Pizza pockets and beer pong for everybody. So they're very happy with Jason.
Everyone else on that show is always like, oh my God, this is my dream. I have to hang on. I'm so excited to be here. He's like, I don't really, whatever happens.
I didn't know the song. I just kind of sang it. I just didn't know.
Didn't really give it much thought. Not that big a deal. Yeah. Not much pressure. Not
I just
really
feel, yeah, I was okay.
Whatever.
I thought I was all right.
All right.
Yeah. It's just weird.
And the James Bond curse has struck again.
Uh-oh.
What?
The London Sun's got a story today about a technician who was working on Quantum of Solace who was seriously injured after he was stabbed with a steak knife following a domestic disturbance with
Holy
his wife.
Crap. Wow.
Yeah. This is the latest in a series of horrible incidents associated with the film. We did mention that one passerby who was just watching the filming dropped dead of a heart attack. And there's been three stuntmen so far who have been seriously injured while filming the movie. Now,
Frank Lake gives me the willies.
Yeah, me too. And this dude got stabbed with a steak knife.
That's just not good.
Wow.
Bad news.
Glad I'm not working on that movie.
That's right. And lastly, Nine Inch Nails is giving away their new album for free. How about this? The Slip will be released on CD in July, but as for now, Trent Reznor has posted on the group's official website, thank you for your continued and loyal support over the years. This one's on me.
Dude.
And you just click on the album, and you can download it in a variety of formats, including some very high-quality WAV files. So,
did he bother to write lyrics for this one? Because last time he left that step out.
This time I think he's actually got some lyrics. So.
Are they going to make it? They're still going to make it a physical CD as well.
Yeah, July.
Buy if they want, right?
CD will be released in July, but if you want to download it early, you can go to the website now and get it for free.
You know, it was interesting. We had Dexter and Noodles on from The Offspring, who were one of the bands on the bill for the K-Rock Reading Roasty Fiesta 2008 in a couple weeks. And they were saying, look, if we sell any records, it's great, but that's not the primary source of income for us anymore. You know, it's just accept that that's not going to be the case.
It's touring, right?
It's all about
right?
touring. Yeah. Yeah, same thing for Trent, I'm sure.
I was talking to Noodles after they were done off the air, and I said, how do you do it? I mean, they were talking about their upcoming tour after they're doing a couple festivals like the Weenie Roast this summer.
Right.
And then they start like the 14-month tour, and I said, how do you still just manage the energy to get through that? And he said,
it's a killer.
It's a killer. The traveling is a bitch, but when you get up on stage, you forget it all, and it makes it all worthwhile, and then you get off stage, and you realize, oh, crap, I can get back to the bus again. But he said they still love it, so I guess if you're doing what you love, it's not so bad, but that would just drive me nuts. 14 months on the road, not being home.
Almost never
terrible.
Home.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays are as follows. Tom Bergeron, Dancing with the Stars host, is 53 years old today. Roma Downey, who played Touched by an Angel.
Oh.
Untouched by an Angel. She's Irish. She's good. I like Irish people.
She's married to our boy Mark Burnett, right?
Yes.
Yep.
I think she came up with the idea for Jingles. I think it was hers.
Maybe so.
Don't give her that credit.
Why don't you do a show about jingles? Why don't you do a comedian come up with a jingle? Wouldn't that be a good show, Mark?
She doesn't really talk like a leprechaun.
She's not a leprechaun in a tree, Ralph.
Leprechaun in a tree. Oh, you think you're thinking about
the video that we had up at Character Camp for all that time? Right. Leprechaun in the tree.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about the Keebler elves. I thought you were confusing your shirt people.
No.
She's 48, and George Clooney, my close personal friend and golfing buddy, is 47 years old today.
Have you met George?
Ralph? Nope, I don't golf either. Buddy. But, just sounded good. He's 47. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
24 hours ago, right here on this show, we announced for you some details of the K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta 2008. And I mean Saturday, May 17th, Verizon Wireless Amphitheater with Metallica headlining, The Offspring, Rockin' Tours, Rise Against, Pennywise, Bad Religion, The Bravery, so much more. All the details at krock.com. You can't buy the tickets yet, but you can win them. And we're giving them away every hour this morning. Brendan Watamul from Hermosa Beach just won his. He just had to call up.
Right.
Now we give you a chance to win them by earning them. With
presenting the hardest game in the world.
I think this has proven to be the hardest game in the world time after time.
It is.
Very difficult. Mr. Announcer Man, good morning.
It's hard.
Yes, it is.
Good morning, Kevin and Beam.
Now, Mr. Announcer Man, I hope you're paying attention because I'm going to say something very important to you. Do not swear during the game today. I did not. You just be very careful with what you say. There are many things we are not allowed to say on the radio. Do you understand me?
I can't help it. Announcers are like...
Don't even say it. Mr. Announcer Man, how is the game played for folks who may be new to the hardest game in the world?
Here's how we play. We'll give you a clue as to the identity of one of the bands playing the K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta. All you need to do is to identify that band, and you're in the drawing. Oh, I almost forgot. All the names will be backwards.
That doesn't sound very easy.
It's hard!
Who do we have first, Mr. Announcer Man?
First up, we have Kim. She's from Huntington Beach, and she services people.
Yeah.
Service career. I don't know that means she services people. Kim?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You ready for the hardest game in the world?
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's your band backwards. Tell us which one it is.
Here, bud.
One more time.
Here, bud.
Bad Religion?
The Bravery.
Sorry. Nice try. The good thing about this game, though, is that you're pulling from a pretty limited number, so you got a pretty good shot. If you at least take a guess, at least you're going to be in the ballpark.
It's still the hardest game in the world!
Yeah, it is, yes.
Next up is Phil. He's also from Huntington Beach. He's a fifth-grade teacher.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, what's happening?
Here is your K-Rock band that's playing the Weenie Roast, but it's backwards. You got to tell us what it is.
Yeah, Weenie.
One more time.
Seawine.
Metallica?
I'll try you. Pennywise.
Oh, it's hard.
It is hard.
This is freaking hard.
Not an easy game at all, Mr. Announcer Man. Who's going to take a stab at it next?
Another in a long line of Huntington Beach contestants. It's Michael. He's a student.
Hey, Michael.
Hello.
All right, you ready for your band?
Yes, I am.
There you go.
Galactum.
One more time.
Galactum.
Metallica?
Yes!
Metallica.
Nicely well done, Michael. Michael!
Nicely done. You go to the drawing. If nobody else gets it correct, obviously you will win. Hold on. Who do we have next, Mr. Announcer Man?
Next up is Robert. He's from Los Angeles, and he works at the Museum of Tolerance. Oh, I hate that place.
FM.
Robert, good morning.
Good morning.
You ready for your band backwards?
Sure.
Here you go.
Snookarod.
One more time.
Snookarod.
Scars on Broadway.
The Raconteurs.
Oh. Yeah.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah. That's hard.
It's not very easy.
This is hard.
Tell you that.
Very hard. How about Mary from Chino Hills? She works at a hospital.
Hey, Mary.
Hello.
Are you ready for your band backwards?
I'm ready.
Here it comes.
Nishnilab.
One more time.
Nishniller. Bad.
Bad Religion?
Yes.
Yep.
Well done, Mary.
Bad Religion.
Nicely done. Hold on. You're in the drawing as well.
She had a little bit of an advantage on that in that it was a two-word name, and that definitely does help if you can count the words.
Next up is Heath.
He's from Huntington Beach. He plays the Joker in the new Batman movie.
No, nope. Different Heath, guy.
I hope.
Sorry.
Heath, good morning.
Good morning.
Here's your band backwards.
Elam Hungy Golf.
One more time.
Elam Hungy Golf.
Flogging Molly?
How about Flogging that? Molly.
Nicely done.
Well done, Heath.
A lot of whys. That helped. Right.
You hold on. We have time for one more. Who do we have, Mr. Announcer Man?
Next up is Hando.
Hando.
From Highland Park.
Hey, Hando.
What's up, guys?
He runs Cloud City.
I was thinking the same thing. Is that a nickname, or is that really your given name is Hando?
It's Hondo. That's my real name.
Hondo. Hondo.
That's awesome, dude. You so have to be in board. Seriously, you have to be.
Hey, what's up, bro? Let's go.
All right, here you go. He's tired of our chit-chat.
Let's go.
Hey, guys, shut up. Play me my name.
All right, here you
go. Yerps hop it.
One more time.
Yerps hop it.
Barry Legion.
You mean the one that was two answers ago?
Yeah, one that's already been guessed. All right, yeah. So you're out, Hondo. You got a cool name, but you are a big fat loser.
That was
the Offspring.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. So what do we got? Just two people in the drawing? Is this going to be the weakest drawing ever?
I have Michael, Mary, and Heath.
Yeah.
Three. Okay, three. Fantastic.
Okay, and the winner is Michael from Huntington Beach.
Michael!
From Huntington Beach!
A student!
From Huntington Beach!
Has won!
From Michael?
Yeah.
Congratulations, dude.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
You got tickets for the 2008 K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta.
Oh, yeah!
You are so getting laid!
Congratulations, and thank you for playing. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Man.
Thank you!
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and you're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 23 minutes after 9. What is that?
This is the theme from The Hills.
Yeah.
Spencer
yeah.
Pratt joins us in the studio here at the world-famous Kara. Good morning, Spencer.
Still love that song.
Thought I was doing something wrong.
Gives me a chill in my stomach, Chief.
Yeah.
Spencer, I have a question for you, because I've been watching with great interest the drama unfold between you and Heidi on this season of The Hills. Why are you such a douchebag?
What, Chief?
Why are you such a douchebag? Why are you a tool to every single person that you encounter?
Boss, why don't you pipe down? You know what I'll do to you, Captain?
What are you going to do to him?
Charge up there and choke you out. Show you who's boss.
You do MMA now?
He's a martial arts expert.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills School of Martial Arts and ass whooping. Not to mention, I navigated my way out of the unforgiving urban jungle, because that's how I live on the streets. Spence, man.
This is what I'm talking about. Wow. You're such a tool. And what's curious, though, is because there's been so much storyline between LC and Lo and Audrina living together and the problems they're having as housemates that you haven't been on the show that much. But here you are last night, and it seems like every Tuesday morning we have another clip of you just berating your poor sister Stephanie, who I'd like to point out of the goodness of her heart, is letting you crash at her place because you've got no place to live, yet you do nothing but treat her like dirt.
Yeah, she's not even, you know, at all grateful me upping her real estate value from crashing on her couch.
Wow.
Listen to the way Spencer treats his sister. This is from last night's Hills on MTV.
Spencer, stop with the phone. I'm serious. I'm sick of this.
I'm sick of you. What's your point?
I don't want you controlling my life anymore.
I don't even tell you anything. I don't care what you do with your life.
Oh, really? Like really? Every day I come home from school with Lauren, and when I want to go to her parties, I don't need from you anymore. This is my life, and you're invading my space, and I want you to leave today.
I cannot wait to leave and get out of your life, because the fact that you even talk to LC makes me want to have nothing to do with your life, because it just makes me think how pathetic you really are. So what's up? I'll move out. Shoot. Done.
You're calling me pathetic, Spencer?
Please leave. Please leave.
You're living on my couch. Heidi doesn't want anything to do with you.
I'm not interested. La 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 la. Go away. I will be gone by the end of the day. Get out of my face.
Are you 5? Spencer, what is going on with you?
Are you telling her scenario. To shoo in her own house?
You got that right. By the way, what's that noise I hear? There's this little prism up top in my brain, Linda. And you know what it is? It's this prism that says, I don't hear women talking, trying to tell me what to do. It's just,
you're a
nerd.
Against our better judgment, Spencer, we're going to give you the opportunity to answer some love advice questions for our listeners. Are you ready for Spencer the Love Dispenser?
Of course I am, man.
What's going on
with you
and Heidi?
I should be asking you. I don't know. I'll talk to him.
I don't even hear anything you say. It's just...
Spencer the Love Dispenser! Spencer the Love Dispenser! Spencer the Love Dispenser!
Oh, just so stupid.
Spencer the Love Dispenser! Spencer the Love Dispenser! Spencer the Love Dispenser!
I just don't even know.
That's for sure. 1-800-520-1067 if you have a relationship question for Spencer Pratt from the Hills. Why don't we start with, let's start with Matt in El Segundo. Seems like he has a problem that maybe is right up your alley here, Spence.
Matt, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, Kevin and Bean?
Welcome to Spencer the Love Dispenser. You're on.
Yeah, Spencer.
What's up, Matt?
Problem, man.
All right.
Dude, I like the fat chicks, dude.
What, Mark? What'd you say?
Matt.
I'm sorry, I'm getting like a meltdown. Do you say you like fat chicks?
Yeah, man, I
don't know, man. It's a problem.
Oh, the problem is that you're clearly retarded or a mongoloid or something. Because girls over 110 pounds should just be marched into an oven or something. They should.
Oh,
makes
you're
me sick.
Ken.
You know what? You know what? I'm tired of even talking to you, Matt, Mark, Bob. Blah, 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 blah. Next call, Kendall.
All right, Kevin.
Chief.
You.
All right, boss.
All right.
Let's go drink poison.
Let's go to Mike. You're not being very helpful today, really.
Listen, it's just like the Dalai Lama told me from his palace in Tokyo.
What?
Chakras.
What?
Chakras and chi equal. Throw some D's on it.
That's true. That's hard to argue with. Let's go to Mike in Hollywood. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, people.
You're on with Spencer. Go ahead.
Hi, Spencer.
How you doing, Bobby?
Hey, I'm having a hard time. Hard time with my man crush.
Yeah.
Can you give me some advice?
You have a man crush?
Yeah, his name's Psycho Mike.
Yeah.
He's
How should he handle
short,
that,
though.
Spencer? Way gay.
Listen, all right. Mandel, what I want you
Mike.
To do is just go and sit, put your head in front of a fire hydrant and just try to, like, wash the gay away. Because that's disgusting and makes me sick. Because a real man, he has nice jeans, good
what?
Hair products, and tons of skinny girls with big boobs. That's disgusting to even think about a man, especially a douchebag like Psycho Mike. Makes
well,
me sick.
That we can agree on.
Yeah, you know what? I don't even want to talk to you anymore. Next
right,
call.
All right. All right.
Let's try line 8, please. We've got Nick calling us from the LBC. Nick, hi. You're on with Spencer Pratt from the Hills. Go ahead and ask Spencer.
Hi, Spencer. There's this girl that I know that I've known for about 4 years.
Right.
And she says that she loves me with quotation marks.
Right, boss.
But she won't date me or have anything to do with me, but she doesn't date other guys either. What do I do?
Do you have the new Maroon 5 CD?
What?
I don't have a new Maroon 5 CD.
Track 5, sick.
Why would you? What
he wants,
how does that help
it?
Him?
All right. All right, next call, Ken. Thanks.
Wow.
She said she loves him, but she won't date him? Does that sound familiar?
Whatever. All right, sick. All right, boss. Thanks, Captain.
Let's go to, it's the old Michael edition from Calabasas. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, Spencer.
Yeah.
I don't think my girlfriend likes me, and I'm like 90% sure she's hooking up with my best friend. What should I do?
Should he do?
Should probably pay a biker to kill her.
What?
Well, no, you don't murder people.
Yeah, no, that'd be a good idea. There's some bikers that'll do that for a good $500 to save yourself some cash.
He doesn't even know if she's cheating. He just suspects it. Really go right to killing her, Spencer?
What kind of car does that broad drive?
She has a Honda Civic.
Kill her.
What difference does
kill
that make?
Her.
What difference does
kill
it
kill her.
Wow.
Maybe Spencer. If you were going the Bavarian route, BMW, Mercedes, I'd be like, spare her, you know, because she's got the ride. But
so kill her because she has a bad car?
Honda, probably a Civic, too. Kill her.
All right, let's do one more because this is all about you, Spencer. Line one is Kristen calling from Pedro. Kristen, hi, you're on with Spencer, the Love Dispenser. Go ahead.
Hi, Spencer. I just have a quick question. I just want to know why you look like a messed up Ken Barbie doll.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, how much do you weigh, you fat pig?
It's not really about her. She's calling about the way you look.
She's asking about your appearance.
Are you calling from San Pedro?
Yeah.
Is that Beverly Hills, Brentwood, or Hollywood Hills?
No, it's not.
Sick. Why don't you just go jump off a bridge? That's what I thought, you little bush pig. Living in the poor person, poor, poor, poor place where the poor people, poor, poor, fat, poor, 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 fat live. makes me sick. Buy some jeans, lose some weight, and get some Botox before I come down there and handle you myself. I'm so done with this conversation.
Spencer, the love dispenser. 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 Spencer, the love dispenser.
I just don't even know.
So yesterday we were doing a live Cinco de Mayo show.
Right.
And Sam the Armenian Comedian came down, and we were going to have him show us his new invention, which is it's a masturbation machine for guys, because guys are unable to do that on their own.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. It's an enormous problem.
God, they finally invented something that makes it possible to make your junk feel good, because otherwise, how else would you do it?
So he tells us that. He tells us that he's made this invention, and we think, Bean actually thought, hey, let's have him come down there. He can show us how it works.
Yeah.
Thinking,
well, I thought it'd be a crowd pleaser.
Right. He would have some kind of a weird invention, some strange-looking thing that he's come up with that he thinks, but, you know, so we invite him down there. He's like a half hour late. We have to rearrange the schedule. He's not there. He gets there. He starts making demands of Alex about how he wants a margarita right now, and she better get him one, and she's already tired of his BS before he even gets up there.
Yeah.
And we should mention for folks, the Armenian Comedian does not work for us. He's not a KREK employee. He's just a guy who happens to be a listener who believes that he is going to be a famous entertainer one day and tries to use our show to achieve that end. And we've done certainly more for Sam than anybody in the world. Jimmy has certainly done his part,
sure,
too. But, we thought we'd have a few laughs, have them come on down. We were not prepared for the Armenian Comedian disaster that unfolded yesterday. And if you weren't listening, wow, did you miss a great moment? And it is up at KREK.com. Lightning was down there and videotaped it, and you can actually see what you're about to hear on the radio up at KREK.com, and it's worth it.
He didn't allow us to get to the idea that he had for the masturbation thing. And it's a shame because, I don't know if you guys saw it, but it was an electric hair clipper.
That's what it looked like, yeah.
And
it wasn't
dangerous.
It wasn't changed in any way. There was nothing added to it. It was just
adapter kit.
Nope, just a black electric hair clipper. And Alex, off the air before he came on, she said, "What? That's just a hair clipper." And he said, "I know. It's up to you guys to fix and to come up with." And we were like, "What? How's it on us to do? You said you invented something. Those are hair clippers,
Sam."
But he got up and he really does regularly curse. He regularly. And we tell him every time, Sam, you know, there are words we can't put on the radio. We just can't. We'll get fired. And you're not worth us getting fired. Sorry.
Yeah.
So Bean finally decides that we need to do this on the air. As soon as we bring him onto the air, Bean is going to spell it out for him in front of everybody so that he understands in the following conversation that he can't use certain words. And he does.
I want you to listen to me very closely. Are you paying attention? Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do not swear.
Really? Not
watch
at all.
Your language. Not even a little bit.
And by the way, in case you're wondering, why are you talking to him like he's four, Bean? It's because he's always stoned and never seems like he's paying attention. So you really do have to treat him like you would a little kid to make sure that he's hearing this very important message.
I saw the look in his eyes, and I comment on that coming up. But really glassed over, tired of
vacant.
Tired of hearing Beans, wah, 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 and he's just exactly figuring out what he's going to say next.
Yeah. Really,
watch
not at all.
Your language, not even a little bit.
None.
Do you understand?
You're looking at him as if he's speaking a different language. Every time you're on the air, you swear.
And we're not saying, swear.
You can't do that.
So not
this
time.
You know, we Armenians are like the n****s, okay?
Oh,
Jesus. What is wrong? Oh, my God.
How did that just happen? What's going
you can't
on?
You say that, Sam.
We just said don't swear. Okay. I'm sorry. We're going to... We're going to cut that segment short, Sam. We're not going to have time for anything else with you.
How is it possible that he would say, and you know, we were thinking the S word, the F word, the
of course,
words
the
that
normal
we.
Ones.
Armenians are like the N word.
Where did that come from? What does it
I don't
mean?
Know.
What was this point?
I don't know how that was going to be followed up by anything. It led to... I don't know. I really don't. But I've never been more surprised by him than I was at that moment.
And he looked so baffled that there was a problem.
He didn't...
He had no idea what the problem was.
He looked at
I
us...
Didn't swear.
Again, like he didn't know what was... What's going on? He had no idea.
No.
We about died sitting there looking at him. Kevin, and you'll see this in the video, is laughing so hard that he drops beneath the table. and has trouble getting back up. Ralph looks like he's going to pop a vein in his forehead. He's laughing so hard. I'm trying to just say anything to keep us on the air.
Right, because Bean knows nothing. I'm gone. Yeah. I'm out. I got nothing. So Bean's going to have to figure out a way. And then you also see our producer, Alex, who is pissed. And she gets up and she grabs the microphone away from Sam and almost beats him with it. I thought she was going to shove it right up his ass. So she doesn't find him as funny as we do.
I don't know if I'm prepared to talk to Sam again yet. I may need to come down from this for a little while. But at some point, I'd like to have him on and ask him where he was going with that and why he thought that was acceptable to say, not just on the radio, but in public, out loud.
Yeah, it does seem...
He can't... Psycho Mike pointed out earlier, he can't... That can't be a word that he regularly uses in conversation with people, right? Otherwise, he'd be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, people would beat him up. There's no question about that.
So what was he thinking?
I don't know. We did give him a chance to apologize at the end of the show, and this is what he had to say.
I'm sorry I did that. I'm embarrassed that I did that. I did a bad thing.
Ralph is here on a Tuesday morning with a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's everybody talking about, Arjar?
Before I get to the Showbiz News, I want to mention this Saturday on the 10th, there is a charity event that I'm involved in. I'd like to give everybody a heads up about it. If you have nothing else going on Saturday night, come down and join me at Dealing for Duchesne. It is a celebrity poker tournament, also casino night. They're going to have blackjack and roulette and some other stuff at the Peterson Automotive Museum.
It is Duchesne's a hell of a player, by the way. Look out. He will take you, man, for everything you've got.
This is a different Duchesne. This is a Duchesne muscular dystrophy. A 100% fatal disease that attacks young boys. And it's pretty brutal. You know, imagine having a kid and you think everything's fine. And then when they get to be about 4 or 5, you start to realize that they're losing, muscles in their body. It attacks the muscles. And by the time they're around 10, most of these kids are in wheelchairs. And then they're usually dead by the age of about 16. Hmm. It is a horrible disease. There is no known cure, but they are working to find one. And that's what this group does, Cure Duchesne. They're having this fundraiser on Saturday. So if you can, please come by. It's going to be a great event for a worthy cause. There's going to be cocktails, live music, dancing, as well as all the casino play, silent auctions, all that kind of good stuff. I will be there. Kevin's going to stop by as well, along with Anne Heche and James Tupper from Men in Trees, Willie Garson from Sex and the City, Josh Molina from The West Wing, our buddy Kevin Weissman from Alias, who played Marshall Flinkman on that show. Joel Murray from Still Standing. So it's going to be a lot of fun. If you'd like more information, just email me at ralph@krock.com and I'll send you the website. You can find out how to get tickets and stuff.
You're the man, Ralph.
Well, thank you so much. Finally, we know who is nominated for the MTV Movie Awards.
Oh, that's the biggest one of the year, right?
They've just released the announcement of the nominees, and I'll tell you, oh, these awards. I mean, I couldn't sleep last night thinking, who's going to get Best Kiss? Total bogus awards.
It's impeccable.
Pretty stupid show.
Yeah, but here are the some of the nominees for some of the better categories in the MTV Movie Awards. Best Male Performance, Will Smith for I Am Legend, Shia LaBeouf for Transformers, Denzel Washington for American Gangster, Matt Damon for The Bourne Ultimatum, and Michael Cera for Juno.
Juno!
Thank you, Lisa. That's an odd mix. Only in this award show do you get this kind of mix of performances up against each other.
Now, Michael Cera should never be nominated in any category with Denzel Washington.
It's very odd to me. Ellen Page is also nominated for Juno.
Juno!
For Best Female Performance. Keira Knightley for Pirates of the Caribbean. Katherine Heigl for Knocked Up. Amy Adams for Enchanted. And Jessica Biel for I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
Wow.
Come on.
So not good movies.
They're acting gay, but they're not.
The only award she'll ever be nominated for that film. Yeah. That's for sure. And then there's other categories like Best Villain, Best Comic Performance, Best Kiss, Best Fight.
I think MTV is smart that they just make it a fun day for celebrities out at the beach. I mean, that's basically why they all show up for this thing.
People show up, but I got to think Best Kiss. I got to go with Brianna Evigan and Robert Hoffman for Step Up to the Streets.
Is she the lead in that? Because she was hot.
My vote.
She was way hot.
I have no idea, Kevin. Step Up to the Streets, for God's sake.
All I know
is the hell do I know about it?
Is the posters, dude. The billboards and stuff. Way hot.
Didn't see it either?
No, God.
Oh, okay. Speaking of kissing, Lindsay Lohan and DJ Samantha Ronson are being talked about once again.
Oh, are they really a hot couple?
As a possible couple. More than just friends, people are asking. Well, In Touch magazine says that Lindsay has just moved in with Samantha Ronson.
Okay.
So maybe there's something there. It doesn't seem to me like it would help her sobriety at all to move in with DJ Samantha Ronson.
Mm-mm. No.
Because DJ Samantha Ronson seems to be quite the party girl. That's when we saw
Lindsay Lohan.
We saw Lilo passed out in the front seat of the car after she went to see her in New York, remember?
Yeah, that's not good.
So maybe it's not the best.
Which one of those two is the dude, do you think, in that relationship?
Oh, dude. Have you ever seen Samantha Ronson?
No, it's a joke.
I'm a manster.
She's more dude than those dudes.
Yes, she is. Speaking of the Lohan family, Dina Lohan is being honored as Mother of the Year.
By who?
No, that's a joke.
Yes, it's not a joke at all.
Oh, come on.
It's not a joke at all.
It's a joke.
Susan Smith, that woman who drove her kids into the river, that's the only possible explanation.
By a Long Island, New York area organization called Mingling Moms, which apparently is a social group for mothers of celebrities on Long Island in New York. The award, she will be named one of the top Long Island mothers of celebrities.
I don't know what's happening.
At the event,
that's
also being honored are Carol Baldwin, mother to the Baldwin brothers, and Rosalie Macchio, Ralph Macchio's mother from Karate Kid.
Yes.
God.
Yes.
So congratulations, Dina, on being named one of the mothers of the year.
Why are you bad, America?
Why are you bad, America? You know who's not bad? In any way? She's perfect?
Who?
Charlize Theron.
Yeah,
she sure is.
MSNBC.com reports that recently Charlize had a lunch at a restaurant, and the bill came $75 was the bill. Her tip she left for the waitress, $100.
Oh, dude. Nice.
Is that more or less than 15%?
That's a little bit more than 15%.
That's pretty cool.
She's a girl who doesn't mind sharing her good fortune, which I think is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I would do everything to her. Yeah, I would wreck that chick.
Mm-hmm.
When is she coming in, Ralph, so you can
July. She is in that new superhero movie with Will Smith called Hancock. would you please grow up?
Nope.
She's not going to come in if you keep doing that every time I mention the name of her movie, Hancock.
She, if she was going to draw the line there, she wouldn't have ever come in.
Yeah. Apparently it's a film where Will Smith plays a Superman-type character, but it's played for real as if a guy really came to planet Earth from another planet and had all these powers.
Right.
But he's just like a loser and a hopeless alcoholic. So he's not really a hero. He just sort of is a sloppy, drunken loser.
Okay.
And Jason Bateman plays the PR guy who tries to clean up his image and get him back in the public eye.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it does sound great and sound very fun.
You saw the original title of that movie before they changed it to Hancock. I guess. No, this isn't a joke. The original title was Tonight He Comes. Yeah, that was the original name of the movie.
That was the name of the comic book it was based on.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they said there'd be too much snickering going on, so let's change it to something else that no one can make fun of. And then
like
they chose
Hancock. By the way, you guys who think I lie, did you get the email I sent you with the picture of Harrison Ford getting his chest waxed for
the Photoshop thing that you did where you faked it to make it look like that was happening? Yeah.
To highlight the cause of deforestation and its impact on the environment? Did you get that photograph from that shoot of that PSA?
I got the doctored photo.
You called me a liar, sir.
How long did you spend on that in Photoshop to make it look like Harrison Ford was getting his chest waxed?
Challenge you both onto the field of honor. Duel. Duel.
We're going to
sword
honor.
Fight? Yes.
Oh, that's...
Duel at dawn, sir.
Okay.
Pistols or swords, your choice. Today's celebrity birthdays. All right, Bean, finally, here you go. Bob Seger's birthday is today.
Come on!
Yeah! Yeah! Getting angry emails from Bean all morning.
Bean has
why no love for the great Bob Seger?
He has a supernatural, ridiculous love for a guy who used to sing in the early 70s.
He's 63 today.
Used to. He had a huge tour just last year that sold out in 50 cities around America. The guy's still out there getting it done.
Why no
that
love?
That shit's not good.
Is it because he's not in the Flowbots, Bean asks?
Come on. Like a Rock, Night Moves, Old Time Rock and Roll. He's awesome.
You're kind of annoying.
I have to get an ass full of angry emails every day about somebody's birthday I leave out. The last person I need it from is guys I work with on the show.
Yeah. I was just being a listener for a change. That's all. I was listening
to
Charlie.
I wish you were a listener right now.
Yes. Disappointed you're a listener more often. Talker less, listener more. Tom Bergeron, host of Dancing with the Stars, turns 53. Roma Downey, Touched by an Angel, turns 48. Chris Shiflett of Foo Fighters is 37. And George Clooney, our old pal George. How many times has he been on the show now? Just 100, 150 times?
Probably 150.
Yeah.
Or never.
Him to shut up about Ocean's 13. Remember how he came on? Just going, wouldn't stop talking.
So counting all of the times, you mean on the phone and in person?
Yes.
How many times?
How many times?
I think none.
Oh, none.
Yeah, zero's that answer.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we wish him a happy birthday. He'll come on.
Is he still our buddy?
Oh, yeah, he's
okay.
Our buddy.
Right.
47 years old today. Happy birthday, George. I'm Ralph Garman. I'm walking Showbiz Beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 12 minutes after 8 o'clock.
That is, that's even more than the dreaded double clap you're doing there, Ralph.
Yeah. It's rapid clap.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Tim Carrion from Chino. Congratulations. Hey. Thanks for listening. You don't have to worry about the information coming soon here on K-Rock when tickets go on sale for the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2008 because you've already got your tickets. You're going to see Metallica and The Offspring and The Rock and Tours and Rise Against and so much more. Details at K-Rock.com and more chances for you to win every hour all week long here on the world famous K-Rock.
So yesterday we were doing the Cinco de Mayo breakfast, the Cinco de Drinko. And the Armenian comedian was there. We played you the clip of him saying all Armenians are the N-word, or are like the N-word. Yes. I don't remember. Let's play it again.
Not
you know,
this time.
We Armenians are like the N-ers, okay?
Oh!
All right, so we Armenians are like the N-word. And then, you know,
I'm almost sorry we stopped him because I would love to have heard the logic behind that statement. I can only imagine what he was going to say after that.
We're
going to
ask him tomorrow.
Okay.
We're going to have him on and we're going to say,
why?
What was that an opening statement for? Where did that go?
Where were you headed?
Really?
Please explain.
I don't see a direction. I can't imagine what was next. So right after that, we grab the microphone from his hands. We take it away from him because he clearly can't be trusted. Lightning's videotaping. Lightning comes over to me and says, hey, by the way, my wife hired Sam as the Mr. Clown for our kid's birthday party.
No!
And I
no.
said,
what?
No.
She's the stable one in this family.
We thought that she was the one parent we could actually count on.
She's got a good sense of humor, though.
But they're
but
your
not at the expense of your children.
But don't you know him well enough to know that, A, he's always high, gets pulled over in the car for smoking weed because there's smoke inside the car and they can see it.
Yeah.
Now and then he puts on his own makeup and then he shows up and who has less?
He looks like the biggest child raping clown ever.
Right. But here's what
he makes. What was Gacy? John Wayne Gacy yeah. look like
Mr. Rogers,
the most friendly guy on the
what
planet.
The hell?
In this room, who do you know who spent more time
right.
with him than me? A lot.
And
weeks.
That's why.
Weeks. And I can manage him. And here's the thing.
Manage him. It's like bringing a pit bull to a kid's party and saying, oh, no, I got a strong leash.
I think her thought was that you know, I've got enough experience with him that we could give some enjoyment to the parents. They could be in on the joke. And the kids, we get some balloon animals. I think that's.
He can't even make balloon animals.
No, I know. But the kids don't know. I mean, it's just
how old is your kid?
Why not get a good clown?
Because he's
turning three.
Cheap.
Turning three.
Right? He's turning
and you're going to let Sam loose on your kid, 3-year old.
I mean,
why not? What about Ralph's question? Why not get a good clown? Get a clown who has an affinity for children, who is entertaining, who has age appropriate material. What's wrong with that?
Actually, make gentlemen, a few balloon animals.
We're having a budget crunch. So it's about
$800. All right, I'd like to come up with another suggestion. No clown
would be better than Mr. Clown.
Really?
He's okay.
No, he's not.
Play the tape again. Really? Light, he's okay?
Not
you know,
this time.
We Armenians are like the n***ers, okay?
Oh! Yeah.
And then he looked at us like we were crazy for reacting that way.
Well, so I'm a little concerned,
of course.
Well,
you should be.
Now, I've heard the speech. Now, I'm not going to spoil it. I know where he was going with that.
Oh, you do?
Oh, the whole N-word conversation, the whole thing. Yeah, there's a story.
Don't spoil it.
I'm not going to.
Okay.
Is he going to recreate that at your kid's party?
No.
He's going to finish it.
I hope not.
Hey, kids, guess who Mr. Clown is like?
I would have thought that Brandy learned her lesson when we had the hair cutting thing.
That's right. Tried to break the record.
People were crying.
She threw him out of her salon.
I know.
People were crying.
I know.
Okay.
We had to sell the salon. You know, we sold the salon.
But if you're having a budget crunch with the kids' party, why not just hand out some oily rags and some matches rather than your kids would actually be safer.
We have Lightning's wife on the phone. Brandy?
Good morning.
What kind of horrible decision is this?
Okay, I'm sorry, Jay, but I don't mean to throw you under the bus, but that was his idea.
Throw him!
Oh, of course it was! Under the bus.
Oh, yes, it was!
Oh, my wife hired him!
He told me you hired him!
Okay, so he called me and he goes, wouldn't that be funny if the Armenian comedian came to Quinn's party? And I said, and I thought about it, and I'm like, yeah, that would be funny!
It would be funny if it was someone else's kids.
But you didn't say do it!
I don't think it would be.
She did. She
funny
said,
yours.
Yeah, go for it. But then she had no knowledge of what happened yesterday.
Well, like that's any different than any other day.
Yeah. Listen, Brandy, listen to me. God bless you. Great to talk to you. We love you. Please don't take this the wrong way. But you can't just all of a sudden be Britney Spears and abandon your children. You have to still try. They're not so old that you can just let them go on their own. You still have to protect them.
I was thinking more of
more for the adult entertainment.
Right.
You know.
Okay, but what about
it's not a party for adults. It's for your kid.
Well, I know, but what do? We just stand around.
Yeah, tough it out. Your parents.
You can stand around for a couple
maybe
hours.
Maybe a little sacrifice for your child. I don't know.
Maybe, like I suggested, maybe some sort of age-appropriate entertainment for the children. And it doesn't have to be expensive. There's a million little games that you can play with kids that are fun for everybody.
We had the bouncy houses coming in, some things like that. So we figured we wanted some personality.
So you needed something that would drive everyone crazy.
Well, no.
Let me ask you this. What about the other parents of three-year-olds that are going to bring their kids to the party and go, I don't want this guy around my kid?
What if we duct taped his mouth?
If you duct tape his mouth and set him on fire, now you're getting somewhere. Other than that, I don't want him around kids.
You know he's going to be stoned, first of all, and is that what you want at your party? You know that you can't control the language that comes out of his mouth because no one can. I mean,
I appreciate
how much potential downside there is for this appearance?
Well, I mean, I just feel like he's kind of family now. You know, he was saying at our wedding,
Yeah, that was bad.
Man, whose fault is that, by the way?
Kevin Bede's fault.
Here's what I like about Brandy, though, is that Lightning has a really good sense of humor about Sam. He's the only one that can talk to Sam on a regular basis.
Well, because he keeps calling him. He won't stop calling him. Our phone rings nonstop.
I know, and what the thing is, he answers. Why wouldn't he call?
He calls me Sunday mornings at 7 a.m.
All the time. So he doesn't know who it is.
But the fact that you both find him funny is good.
By the way, he does do that. He calls from random numbers all the time, and I pick it up, and I never know who it is. It sucks.
He's outsmarting you.
I always hand the phone to somebody else, though.
Yeah.
The video from yesterday's Armenian comedian N-word disaster is up at KROQ.com. Lightning did a phenomenal job of shooting it, and it is available in the Kevin and Bean section. Are you going to be shooting video at the birthday party, too?
I could.
Kidding me? Lightning's birthday.
I mean, here's the thing.
We've never seen video of Mr. Clown, have we?
No.
Just in the movie.
This is Sam, the Armenian comedian, dressing up like a... Hello?
Oh, is this little Quinn?
Hi, buddy. Hi. How you doing?
Hi, Quinn. We're sorry your parents have quit on you.
Quinn, run away from home, Quinn. Run while you can.
How cute does he sound? He's such a cute kid.
Yeah. But that all ends Saturday, I'll tell you that.
He's got the wrong parents.
Start for life. Can you imagine the therapy bills?
Quinn, run.
Well, when I leaned over to Kevin yesterday, the reason I brought it up, because I thought it was a dangerous situation with the Sam thing coming down, because we have like four or five black couples coming over with their kids.
I was going to ask about that.
That's really my only reservation.
That should be a huge reservation.
Yes, I know, but...
Remember this?
We Armenians are like the n***ers, okay?
Oh!
I know.
Remember that?
You don't want to invite the Ku Klux Klan over to entertain your kids' party.
Good man.
Lightning and Brandy. All right, listen. We insist you film it.
Do it at a minimum. You got to film it. Yeah.
All right.
And then we're calling child services right after that.
That's going to happen. I'd like you to film that as well, and I would like you to film your African-American friends beating you up.
Oh, good.
I would like
that'll be great.
That on film as well.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. What's going on? Do we need to call the authorities now?
He probably wants to talk to me there.
All right.
He probably found out that Mr. Clown's coming to his party.
Hi, buddy. Here, we'll find your... He's looking for his Power Ranger. That was a conversation.
Don't have Mr. Clown, right, Quinn? Is that what you're saying?
But not the Black Power Ranger, right? He hates that one.
Oh, no, he loves that one.
I don't know if you noticed yesterday, but Dexter looks like he's about 25 years old. When he showed up yesterday, I was like, why does this guy not age? How can Dexter Holland look as good as he does being a rock star for all these years?
Deal with the devil.
I mean, Noodles looks like a homeless guy, but Dexter, for God's sakes. Anyway, we're so psyched to have The Offspring back with a new album coming out next month. And, of course, they're going to be playing the K-Rock Weenie Rose Fiesta 2008. More chance for you to win tickets coming up. People.com reports Scarlett Johansson and her boyfriend of more than a year, actor Ryan Reynolds, are engaged. They are both thrilled, says Scarlett Johansson's representative. So apparently they don't have a wedding date yet, but apparently they are getting married. And we were starting to talk about this earlier today, and... Look, I love Scarlett Johansson as much as the next guy, maybe more. And Kevin, I know she's your all-time number one favorite chick.
Hot. Yeah.
I wouldn't marry her.
Well, that's the question.
Why?
Too dumb.
She's pretty dumb.
She's too dumb. But she's a terrible actress, and I can look past that because not everybody is good at their job. She's a horrible actress, but she's just too dumb to marry. She's way hot enough to bang, too dumb to marry.
Well, I could overlook the dumbness.
Yeah, I mean, Bean's chat.
Sure, I could
see where that would be.
He doesn't need somebody else to have any conversation. Mike, tell us, Psycho Mike is here, and he's going to tell us what he knows about Scarlett Johansson, which is a lot.
My real close friend, my buddy, he plays in Band Packs.
That's the band Mike's in.
Is her first cousin.
Okay.
And she, I guess, grew up as a little kid on the East Coast. And when she decided she wanted to be a child actress, moved out here to the West Coast, right, to L.A. area, and lived with him and his family because they already lived out here in L.A.
Okay.
They supported her. She lived at his place coming up. They drove her around to auditions.
Until what age, Mike?
Like 18.
Dude.
Like, wow. She was making Eight Crazy Legs or whatever. Like, you know, her first couple movies, that movie with David Arquette, living in their pad and everything. Gave her a car because his family is in the car dealership business. Gave her a car, gave her car insurance, helped her really like jumpstart her career. As soon
Really? Well, that's shower cam? That's my question. Shower cam?
No. Okay. And that's the first thing we all ask. We're like, well, have you, you know, and he's like, well, I've seen her naked, but I mean, it's not exciting to me. She's my cousin. I mean, so we.
Oh,
yeah,
please.
Exactly. So it totally drives us crazy. I mean, like, they were very close. And now that she's made it big, she does not acknowledge them whatsoever.
Wow. Really? Well, that kind of blows.
A lot.
I mean, like, they have no idea where she, like, her number, how to get in touch with her. I mean, she's as distant to them as she would be to any of us. And they helped, like, jumpstart her career.
Well, now let me just say this, because if you're ranking the negatives, I think I would be willing to accept dumb before I'd be willing to accept mean.
Yeah, I agree.
Or
sure.
Foul.
I agree.
Or,
that's what I'm saying.
You know,
I can
make your life miserable. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because you don't want somebody who's just a bad person. But
no.
My question for you and for the K-Rock audience, though, at 1-800-520-1067 if she's that hot, and I think we all acknowledge she's among the 10 hottest celebrity chicks that are out there.
These are like the hottest tits I've ever seen. Well, check them out.
Whoa! I knew she had a hot rack.
Yeah.
Sure it is.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Those are so hot. Oh.
Is she hot enough, though, to look past the dumbness and marry her? That's the question I have. Is Ryan Reynolds making a colossal mistake here, or do you look at him and go, good deal, dude. If I could marry Scarlett Johansson, I would. That's what I want to know.
Look, he can be smart enough for the both of them. I think a lot of people would be fine with not smart as long as
that's
she was a nice person.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
If you have a good heart, that goes a long way.
Absolutely.
I'm not that smart, so I don't need anyone that smart with me. So,
yeah.
Cool. I'm fine with that. But if she's kind of a jerk to people, then
that's,
I'm not
that's a whole different story.
If you married someone hot and you have some advice for Ryan, perhaps you could give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. Is it enough? Can you be that hot? And not to date, but to marry.
That's the question, because, yeah, of course, you'll go on lots of dates with chicks that are not going to be forever things because they're hot, and, of course, that's what you do. But, Lisa, your suggestion is that that's Ryan Reynolds' plan all along. You don't say that when you get engaged, but clearly he's already thinking about the next upgrade, right?
No, I don't think that.
You don't think he'll marry her and dump her in 10 years for somebody just as young and just as hot?
Well,
it's hard to find somebody
who's
dumb
and hot. I don't know, yeah. It's hard to say, but if she were nice, of course she's not.
We were talking about this with Omar, and he said, is she good in bed?
Good point, too.
Is she a tiger in bed? That's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another facet to the conversation. You're right.
Because dumb might not phase that, but a-hole might phase that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what
true.
I mean? Like if that's not worth the payoff. But he's been with her for, what'd you say?
Over a year.
All right.
She must be nice to him.
I would certainly hope so. 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Bruce in Costa Mesa. Good morning, Bruce. Or Bryce, sorry.
It's actually Bryce.
Yep.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. What's going on?
You know, I got to say this. After hearing that little story from Psycho Mike, I got to say she gets a big gong. She
yeah, really?
She's probably 2 mice screwing in a wool sock. I'd maybe Grudge Pound her.
Grudge Pound.
Okay, right.
That's a good band.
But
she gets nothing more. She gets the big middle finger, guys.
But if she were nice.
Well, it sounds like she's not nice.
If she were.
But if she were, I think it's a different story. But we have this information that we pretty much trust. I mean, we don't know for sure, but we trust.
It's her own flesh and blood. There's nothing worse than that.
That's not the question, though. You guys are asking is it okay to marry someone who's super hot, even though they're not
even
smart?
Though they're dumb.
Does it overcome dumb?
No.
Okay.
Doesn't make up for it.
Now, does he make up for dumb?
Well, I can deal with dumb.
See?
Okay, all right. So dumb is okay.
Mean
is not okay.
Right. Okay.
Mean is not okay.
So that's the deal breaker.
Okay.
All right. So, Bryce, we're going to write you down for one grudge pound.
Grudge pound.
Thanks,
guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Your vote has been counted. You're going to make hate with her. We got it.
We need to take a quick break. We'll come back with some more calls. We're talking about Scarlett Johansson. who's been engaged to Ryan Reynolds, and they're talking about getting married.
Yep.
And I say bad deal. I say date her, bang her, don't marry her. I say she's hot, but too dumb to marry. By the way, we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Omar writes in, not our Omar. Dude, seriously, marry her, not only for the looks, but you know she's got more money and will make more money than Ryan Reynolds will ever in his whole life. He should tear it up, use all her money, then when he's tired of her, divorce her. So that's what's awesome about guys, is they see the big picture right from the start. Let's try Jake in Anaheim. He's on line 7 here this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Should Ryan Reynolds be marrying Scarlett Johansson? That's the question. Jake, what do you think?
Yes, but hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Good.
How's it going? You think so? You think he should marry her?
Well, I'm just saying she's got boobs, she's got a vajay, and she's warm. What's the problem?
What's the problem?
Yeah. You don't need much from your women, do you?
What we're suggesting is maybe the other 23 hours of the day when you've got to, you know, spend time with her and talk to her. Maybe that has to factor in.
If she's dumb, you give her a Light Bright, you give her some Play-Doh, and you let her have fun all day.
I like it.
You're Ryan Reynolds, for God's sake. Go out to a club or something, man. Leave her at home.
By the way, here's something else we didn't think of. She's probably on movie shoots for 2-3 months at a time.
Well, that's true.
So she's out of your hair.
That's a good point.
You know?
Yeah, that would be an advantage, I guess.
To me, if she's hot enough, then the opposite, you know, how dumb she is, you know, you can have it covered. You can cover the dumbness with the heat. But apparently not.
But there are some people, let me put it this way here. There are some people, and a lot of people, that you, because they're so dumb and so uninteresting, would not want to sit next to on a plane for an hour,
right,
for God's sakes. I mean, you wouldn't want to be married to somebody like that where you had to spend a lot of time with them, would you?
That.
Even if they were hot.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, let's talk to Dave, who apparently dated a super hot chick. Good morning, Dave.
Hey. Yeah, so she's a 5'10" Asian model, just smoking hot.
Hey!
Right.
Yeah.
And she was just dumb as a brick. Like one of the first times that I met her, I was leaving work, and I was just leaving, just being friendly, like, hey, just put my hand up to give her a high five. And she kind of did like the dog does when he looks at you confused, and he turns his head sideways, and kind of like, what are you doing? And she had no clue what a high five was. And so beyond that, like, she was just dumb as a brick. I felt like I needed to bang my head against the wall just to be able to communicate with her.
Yeah.
And the straw that broke the camel's back is when I had to go on the internet to prove to her that Afghanistan and Iraq were not in Africa.
How long did that one last, Dave?
It lasted a whole 2 months before I just couldn't take it anymore.
Wow.
So she was way hot, and you always looked forward to banging her. But after that, beyond that, once you had to talk to her, it was just you were in hell.
It was just like it was just like regressing back to like high school.
But she's Scarlett Johansson, dude.
I will say, I mean, for Ryan Reynolds, I can understand that because, you know, he's going to be off doing his thing. She's going to be doing her thing. I mean, how often is he really going to see her? I mean, you can put up with that. But as long as she's not around the whole time, this chick was around all the time. And it was just
that's rough.
Yeah.
I felt dumber every time I talked to her.
Yeah.
I understand.
Wow.
Thank you very much for the call. That's very, very funny. By the way, maybe stop giving Ryan Reynolds movies, too. I don't think he's that bad. Really?
Nah,
have you seen him?
Bad at all. Yeah, I've seen him.
No, and I heard some pretty decent reviews for the last one that he did where he's got the little girl. You saw that one, Kevin. I forget what it's called.
Yeah, I tried to put that out of my mind.
Actually, the reviews
were
bad.
Where he's like trying to figure out his daughter who his mom is or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was bad, but not because of him. Ben in Lakewood, good morning.
Hello?
You have the answer. What's the answer?
Kevin and Bean.
Hi.
Lisa May, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, yeah, a girl like that, she's pretty hot. Scarlett Johansson, really hot. I think she'd be great to keep around, but since she's a dumb blonde, you just have to treat her like crap. Show her some interest, treat her like crap. She'll stick around.
So marry her, but then treat her like crap.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure that makes sense.
That's an interesting answer.
I'm not sure that makes sense.
Thank you, Mr. Likas.
Yeah, no kidding.
Did your vehicle fail its smog check? Qualified motorists may receive $1,000 for retiring your high-polluting vehicles. For more information, visit drivehealthy.com. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Lisa. 852. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
So if I stop driving my car, they'll give me $100?
$1,000.
Oh, $1,000. Oh.
If it's an old car.
Dude, it's well worth it.
Interesting.
I bet a couple cars I would have gladly not driven for $1,000.
Yeah.
Much
you
more
know,
than they were worth.
You're not going to give up the banana boat, though.
It's not. First of all, it's orange.
Orange,
yellow, bananas.
Right.
And it is a beast that will kill you.
All right.
So do not
mess
with my
Al Gore says taking one car off the road is like taking 100,000 cars off the road.
Really?
That's true.
That's
yeah.
Funny
that's what he
says.
That's the math.
Works.
Those are equal terms.
Yep. Doesn't seem like.
Yeah. That's what they say, man.
Heard you guys talking about the lovely ScarJo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had completely forgotten this story until listener Allison reminded me, and I appreciate her sending this in because it just ties in. I wanted to talk about it. Last fall, I guess it was around October, was before they got engaged, Scarlett Johansson gave Ryan Reynolds a very touching gift. Do you remember this story?
No, I don't.
She had her wisdom teeth removed.
Yeah.
Because they were impacted. So she had one dipped in gold and strung on a necklace for him.
Ew.
Really?
Okay.
Really?
That was her romantic gift to Ryan Reynolds. Was one of her wisdom teeth dipped in gold, strung onto a necklace so he could wear it anywhere he goes.
It's not the body part he was hoping for, I bet.
Wow.
Superficial says, this is something that shows Ryan how much she loves him and signifies that she will totally stab him in his sleep if he ever looks at another girl.
Yeah, that's probably
yeah,
true.
Yeah, there is that.
I bet for Christmas, Scarlett Johansson will nail a dead bat to Ryan's chest, then cry after sex. So, she's weird as well as being.
You are a murderer of love!
Wow.
You are a murderer of love. That's true.
Wow.
I think it was Bean's porn name, wasn't it?
Murder of love?
Murder of love? I think it was. Here's someone who's perfect, not like Scarlett Johansson. This is Charlize Theron in the news. MSNBC talked about the fact that recently Charlize took a friend out for lunch. The bill came to $75 for the waitress she left. $100.
Aww, that's nice.
That's
when you
cool.
tip over 100% of the bill, that's good tipping.
Yeah, I would say it is.
That's how I would tip if I had all the money in the world. I wouldn't even eat. I would just sit at someone's table and then just tip the waitress. And say,
just go into a restaurant, sit down, tip.
No, nothing for me today. This is just
here
for you.
You go.
Thank you. God bless you. Keep up the good work. Jamie Lynn Spears had her baby shower in Kentwood, Louisiana this weekend.
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be good times. Good times.
She sure has put on a lot of weight for a woman who's only 6 months pregnant, by the way.
Well, she's having.
She looks like she's having quintuplets or something.
I believe she's having twins. That's the word on the street.
Oh really?
No.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
No.
TMZ.com says that Britney took the opportunity to apologize for all the drama she's put everyone through in her family over the past few years. So apparently she said a little something-something to everyone while she was attending her sister's baby shower.
Okay.
Apparently guests were also warned not to bring up any of Britney's former issues. All right, do not look her in the eye. Just pretend like everything's fine. Just don't even look at her. Don't pretend anything's wrong. Everyone dined on? You waiting for it? Mac and cheese.
Well,
it's apparently the entree served at the baby shower.
I love
mac
and cheese.
Tell me they didn't have some hominy grits and some sow belly.
Yeah.
Some possum stew out by the cement pond.
That girl's fat.
Deli Maine granny. The vittles.
Or kids that are going to call
the fancy eating table.
Brittany.
Those big long pot passers. Beverly Hillbillies, they used that fancy eating table. It was the billiard room. They would eat at the pool table. Geez, man, you're going to use the fancy eating table. It's covered with felt. They thought it was very fancy.
Yeah.
And they would use the pool cues as long pot passers, they called them. So they could push the food around the table. It's very interesting.
You may not have understood the concept of the pool table.
That's what I'm trying to get at, is that they were stupid country folk.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like everyone I saw Kenny Rogers with this week.
How dare you?
Freaking Kenny.
Ralph saw Kenny Rogers in Vegas.
I'm so jealous.
And loved it.
Lindsay Lohan has some new digs, apparently. The In Touch magazine says the formerly rehabbed star has moved in with her girlfriend, DJ Samantha Ronson.
I'm not really unfamiliar with the poll.
Yeah, I think Samantha Ronson is unfamiliar
she is,
with
yeah,
the poll.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
There's been some speculation for some time now that Lindsay and Sam were more than just friends, and this ain't helping the situation, but... I want to think about Lindsay Lohan in a lesbian relationship.
Right.
But then I see who she's in the lesbian relationship with.
Right.
Not hot.
And that music means nothing to me. It doesn't help.
Yeah.
This is,
does not apply.
No, it does not.
That's too bad.
And speaking of couples where one of them's gay, Star Jones. Her marriage is over to Al Reynolds. In Touch magazine says it's because of his career.
What career?
What does he do?
Professional pole rider.
Does he have a career, really?
He was a banker, apparently, before he met Star, and then he quit his job at Star's request to become her manager.
Then what career is getting in the way?
Well, he wants to go back to banking and managing Star. And word is that led to a giant row between the two of them, and she felt abandoned, and that was the beginning of the end of their relationship.
Is anybody buying this polished turd?
No.
Al will. I know what that means.
I'll polish it.
Sounds nasty. And finally, the Iron Man sequel has been scheduled to come out. I mean, how long have we been waiting for this now, huh?
Like a day?
Since Friday. Since Friday, right? Marvel Studios and Paramount Pictures has announced that Iron Man 2 will debut on April the 30th, 2010.
Yay!
Why the rush?
Well, you know, I'm sure they want to get out there as quickly as possible. Oh, wait a minute. That's 2 years away.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because we just had Mr. Favreau, the great director of Iron Man, on our show a couple of days ago. And the dude was just flat out exhausted. He looked like he needed to sleep for a year.
Yeah,
so this is good news, bad news for him. Great news that the movie did so well, they're going to make a sequel. But bad news, now he has less than 2 years to get it to theaters.
Yeah. Seriously, he'll probably have to start gearing up now.
Yeah.
They're going to have to start polishing a script up, and he's going to have to start pre-production about now.
Yeah,
to get it ready to go for 2010.
We're going
to
lose him, aren't we?
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure right there.
No way
he's
going to survive a third. He might get the second one out, but that is it.
Yeah, I agree.
Apparently, Marvel's got a lot of big plans for all their superheroes to hit the big screen the next couple of years. June 4th of 2010, Marvel has announced they will debut their Thor movie. For those of you who know Thor, the Norse god who wields the giant hammer of justice.
Yeah. Is he buff enough for you, Mike?
He's way swole.
He is swole.
Is it a real hammer?
He's like 6'6", just long flowing blonde hair, giant muscles, and a giant hammer.
And I always wondered about Thor. He's from like Norway, but he's always glazed tan. Like he's always like super tan, like he's from Tahiti.
How closely have you been looking at Thor?
I love Thor.
I don't think he's from Norway. I think he's like from Valhalla or wherever their gods live, wherever the Norse gods
Either
live.
Way.
No sun, though. No sun there,
he
really.
He ain't from Brazil.
Asgard, I think it is. Asgard, actually.
Asgard?
Asgard. Yes, is where he lives.
I believe that.
Captain America.
How great is male ass?
Captain America will debut on May 6, 2011. And then later that summer, in July of 2011, we will get the Avengers, which will team up Iron Man, the Incredible Hulk, Captain America, and Thor all in one incredible motion picture.
Oh, yeah. Make it happen.
Let's not forget, of course, Incredible Hulk hits multiplexes this June on the 13th. And Ant-Man is also in development.
Ant-Man.
One of the lesser known Avengers, Dr. Henry Pym, who had all the superpowers of an ant.
I sort of remember him. Did he ever have his own comic book, or was he just in the Avengers?
I'm pretty sure he was just in the Avengers.
What are the powers they have? They can build dirt mounds?
They lift things.
He can lift, you know, like 100 times his own size, because that's what an ant can do. And I believe he could talk to bugs. I think he could communicate with bugs. I'm not sure.
You know how yoked ants are?
His wife was the Wasp.
Oh, God.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I always thought how weird it was that there was interspecies marriage right there, because a wasp and an ant shouldn't be together, right?
Well, you know, it's the 21st century.
It's like a frog and a pig on the Muppets. Dude. It just never made any sense that they could be in love.
We need to have an open mind.
I think, yes, we have to be more considerate of marriages, no matter how different they may seem.
Ant-Man.
Yes.
I think that movie's pretty low on the list of priorities for Marvel.
I hope.
Come on, Ant-Man. Today's celebrity birthdays, George Clooney. He's 47. I wish he'd play Ant-Man. I think he'd make a good Ant-Man.
Yeah, could be.
Roma Downey from Touched by an Angel is 48 years old today. Ooh. Tom Bergeron, host of Dancing with the Stars, turns 53 today. Chris Shiflett of Foo Fighters is 37. And Bob Seger.
Yes.
Rock star Bob
Seger. Oh, thank you. He's the best.
63 years old
today. He's the best. He's so awesome. When was the last time you pulled out a Seger album? The dude still has it.
I could say never.
He rocks
never
so
pulled
hard.
Out a Seger album. Never.
God damn is he
great. Never. Not once.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member, Bob Seger. Thank you for the mention, Ralph.
You know, rock and roll never forgets.
That's what I understand, yeah.
How are you going to celebrate his birthday? Are you going to go anyplace special?
I don't think so. I may pull some discs down from the library.
Oh,
though.
Man, you were so wrong. I don't know why.
Swinging a miss.
Tossed
Where
a softball.
Where would you go if you were going to celebrate Rob Seeger's birthday?
Ralph's trying to get Bean to sing, by the way.
Where would you go? What location would you go to? Any particular city?
Probably Detroit. You know, Bob's hometown. I'd probably just visit Detroit.
Any foreign city? Any exotic city you might want to go to?
No, just stick close to Main Street, I think. Watch the night moves. I think pretty much is all I'm going to do.
Won't give me Kathmandu. Mm-hmm. Can't get him to say it.
Next time you're not going to give him the birthday either.
That's right.
I'm not that one.
I think I'm going to Kathmandu.
There you go.
Is that what you were looking for? Are you happy now?
Yay!
I'm not going.
No, you're not at all.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So Gary Coleman was on divorce court and with his child bride.
Yeah.
22-year-old.
He's 40. She's 22, right?
Yeah. And she's like three times his height. Jeez. He's a little guy. Yeah. He's not very tall.
Midgets, dude. Yeah. Midgets.
Yeah. So, in the introduction of the show, of the second half hour, they were telling where the two met. And I got to tell you, I need to track this movie down.
Then in 2005.
And by the way, they show Gary Coleman above the rim of a basketball hoop.
Yes.
Like, and the ball kind of just comes out of his hands and hits against the, and his head is like above the backboard. So what kind of fantasy is that?
Oh, my God.
He's 2 feet tall, but listen to this. Yeah.
He met his wife, Shannon Price, while filming the movie Church Ball.
Guys, beer's on me!
See, because it's Church Ball, guys, beer's on me.
Right.
Church Ball.
That's funny.
Has Church Ball come out?
I think it was straight to DVD.
I want to see it.
But I think you're right. I think we do need to track it down. And it's interesting. I had this observation when I saw that clip on Divorce Court that, you know, a lot of what Gary Coleman talks about is his insecurity in his marriage that he can't support his wife.
Right.
And the reason he can't support his wife is because no one wants to hire him as an actor. And that's why he ends up doing crappy movies like this.
Yeah, true.
Just makes him and us sad.
But Church Ball. That's not going to make me sad at all. That's going to make me happy. So she's describing the problem that he has with his anger.
He, like, stomps the floor and he's like, man! He starts throwing stuff around and he bashes his head in the wall, too.
Come on. That's a great visual. I mean, well, how big of stuff can he throw? It's got to be, like, little like a pencil. He throws, like, an eraser or something.
All his wife, Shannon, has to do is stand on the couch and he can't reach her.
He bangs his head against the wall. What the hell? So the judge, who's very confused about what this show is, the judge on divorce court.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to have any idea what the show's about.
What's good? Are you romantic? Are you loving? Do you have the joy together? Is there date night? Is the sex good?
Yeah, all that's good, Your Honor. That's why we're in divorce court.
Couldn't be better. Couldn't be happier.
What the hell is wrong with
marriage right now?
We have great sex and we have a date night and we're getting along well. All that's good. That's why we're here, Judge. Yeah. Thank you.
God, do we love spending time together. Seriously, every day is like being in heaven.
Right. The show is called Divorce Court, right?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
We just
but
don't know
nobody,
why.
I mean, we've never heard of this show before this week. Neither Kevin or I have ever seen it before. And we mistakenly thought Divorce Court must be where people go to get divorced. But really, this judge is more like a marriage counselor, right?
Which I'm fine with. I mean, I can understand trying to make things work. But by the time you get to a television show called Divorce Court, none of that's good.
Right.
She doesn't even need to ask. So they've made some references to the fact that their sex life isn't all that good. And she wants to make sure that they have had sex once.
You guys do have a sex life. You've consummated your marriage, correct?
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
Okay. So that's not much of an answer right there.
Wow.
That's a no, by the way. That's
it
not
is
a ringing
no.
endorsement. That is not Gary Coleman is rocking my bells. I'll tell you that.
So the judge on the TV show Divorce Court asks this.
You guys aren't contemplating divorce, are you?
You're not. Well, wait a minute. You're not contemplating divorce.
That's not why you're here, is
You're not
it?
On this TV show called Divorce Court because you're contemplating divorce, are you?
Wait, you showed up at The Price is Right because you thought you were going to play a game?
And even more ridiculous is their answer.
No. Not me. Not at all.
No.
Okay, then. Wrong court. Thanks for coming. See you later.
I say liar.
What the hell?
Yes, so she wants out, for God's sake.
So she's 22. She says she doesn't really know how to work through emotional problems.
For as little as I know, I guess, for being 22, I'm trying to rise above.
Oh, rise above because he's short, because he's a midget.
And she says that, little, too. But
that is so not.
That's not
that is rude.
Little.
And then the judge tells him.
Stop arguing. Don't raise your voice.
Well, how's he supposed to communicate with her if he doesn't raise his voice?
She can't hear him.
He's like 2 feet tall, Judge.
Oh, dear God.
What is wrong with this woman? So they ask a question like they do on some shows where you can call in and give them an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a question that they're going to air answers on a TV program called Divorce Court.
I'd like to know, do you believe that husbands and wives should love their spouses
unconditionally.
Call toll-free 1-800-282-9-
Any other program?
Got it? Divorce court? Asked and answered.
Don't really
need that. Don't really need that.
You don't need to raise your voice.
Oh, because he's short again. That's what you're saying, because he's short.
That's mean.
I mean, come on. This judge is rude beyond words.
I don't think that's what she's talking
so
about.
So then she says...
Stop arguing.
And this is the judge now on a TV program called Divorce Court. She asks them...
I'm not going to see you on People Magazine getting a divorce.
Mm-mm. I can promise you that.
Then maybe get the hell out of my courtroom. I'm confused because I thought they were in divorce court. They should have said, no, you know what? You're not going to see us in People Magazine because we're getting divorced here in this court.
Or so we thought when we showed up this morning in separate cars because we fought all night before
right,
the taping.
Which they did. Yeah. So basically they say they're going to go back and give it another try. And at the end of the show, just one more stab, one little stab at how short he is. And I think this is just rude.
Good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
All rise.
Not good luck.
Because he's short.
Go your separate ways. No, it's not. They're not making short jokes.
All rise. Who can't rise? Midget.
The only thing I'm
Midget can't rise.
Because he's as tall as he's ever going to be.
Everybody but Midget rise, fine. Midget can't rise.
The only thing I'm really more confused about than their marriage, the fact that those two got together, is how this show is called Divorce Court. That's the most puzzling aspect of the whole thing.
I don't get that either, but I wish they were on it every day. Because he's really short.
They are magical.
He's a tiny little guy.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, you ever come near Midgetville? And I'll kick your butt up in ass.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
You call us at 1-800-520-1067. Toll free, get on the air, win a prize. Today, how about a pair of tickets to the X2 preview event at Six Flags Magic Mountain? That'll be on Friday, May 23rd. As you guys know, the ride opens the next day, the 23rd. Everybody's looking forward to it. You get to ride it before your friends do so. That's what you get. 1-800-520-1067. Mike in Torrance wants to throw down with you, Ralph Garman. Bring it.
Hey, guys. So, I always listen to you guys. Long run listener. Ralph, my boy, I went to Philadelphia last week, and I have to say it's the worst place I've ever been in my life.
Well, wow. Where have you been, Mike, besides Torrance?
Well, Torrance is awesome. People are nice here. They talk to you.
What was your problem in Philly? What was the problem in Philly?
Just the people that are asses. I was like, hey, how you doing? They're like, oh, yeah, next. I'm like, what? I was trying to find out what's going on. I've never been there. I'm trying to look around. And the best part was the guy that told us about the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It's 5,000 dead soldiers, and that was the best part. The guy was all happy about it. Like, you're happy about dead people. What's wrong with you?
Wow.
People, they're horrible.
I'm a little bit confused, by the way, about somebody who would go to Philadelphia and have difficulty finding something to do or see. You'd be hard-pressed to go to any city in this country without more phenomenal historical places to visit when you're in town.
History was awesome. That was great. But the people there suck. It made my trip horrible.
I think you got a chip on your shoulder, pal. I think they could sense it about you.
I don't know. And the cheesesteaks suck, too.
Oh! Okay, those are fighting words.
Now you and I are just going to have to throw down. Now you've really
crossed the line.
You say what you want about the people, but do not mock the cheesesteaks.
Exactly. Thank you for the call. By the way, when Torrance is the capital of the United States of America, you come talk to Ralph about Philadelphia. I got
when
your
you're
back
the cradle
on this
of
one,
liberty,
now.
When we invented the Declaration of Independence in Torrance, then you can talk.
Exactly. I'm with you. Line one, please. Todd is out of North Hollywood here this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Todd, what it do?
What it do, nephew? What up, Lisa May?
What it do, Todd?
Hey, so I know we were talking about Scarlett Johansson, and funny thing, I read a story not too long ago that Jessica Simpson likes dating Tony Romo because she can let her proverbial hair down and be stupid, as stupid as she wants.
Because he's a jock? Than Tony?
Because I don't know if he wants her to do it or if she can do it, but she loves doing it. Yeah. And I hope that's not a common thing with all girls.
I don't think she has a choice. I got to be honest. I don't think she
it must be exhausting
can get
for her
smarter
to try
when
to
she
be
wants to.
Normal intelligence all the time.
Yeah.
So, wait, I'm having trouble speaking Todd here. He's suggesting that Jessica Simpson is happy hanging around Todd because she doesn't hanging around Tony Romo because she doesn't feel as dumb with him as she would if she were with somebody smarter. Is that what he's saying?
No.
She
feels so comfortable with
dumb.
Him.
She knows she's dumb. She doesn't have to put up a front.
She doesn't have to try not to be dumb around Tony.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he's equally dumb.
So that makes
sense.
Or accepting one or the other.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, I got
you. Just blinded by her boobs.
Yeah, if you've only got people in Texas to worry about their opinion of you, I guess you get a little bit more leeway than perhaps someplace else.
Exactly.
Speaking of ScarJo, let's go to Brianna in Anaheim on the Kevin and Bean Show, calling about Scarlett Johansson, the actress, and her singing career. Mm-hmm. Hey, Brianna, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to make sure you guys had seen her new quote-unquote music video release.
Oh, yes. I've
smelled
seen it,
too.
You have seen it?
I've seen it.
Someone strangling a cat or drowning a cow.
Well, hold on. Hold on, Brianna. I didn't say I've heard it. I just said I saw it.
Okay.
Well, don't ever listen to it. Your ears will bleed.
She's not a strong singer.
So much.
Halfway through the song, my friend asked me, wait, is she singing in English?
Yeah. It is one of those deals, though, and I'm sure you can find it all over the internet, but it's one of those deals where they have amped up the production so much to try to bury her voice because it's clearly the weakest part of the whole song.
Right.
It's still not doing her any favors, I'm sorry to say.
Remember when the rumor was she was going to be on Broadway with Sound of Music and stuff like that?
Oh, yes, yeah.
I think
yes.
We all dodged a bullet.
All right, one more. Howard is in Beverly Hills. He's on line five. We were talking about all the new Marvel superhero films that are coming in years to come. Ralph had a pretty good list on the Showbiz Beat, and I think Howard's got a comment about one of them. Go ahead, Howard.
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby?
What it do?
What it do, Howard?
Hey, guys. So, you know, Ralph, you're kind of bagging on Ant-Man, but I just want to tell you about some of his more awesome abilities.
Uh-huh.
He's comics' most famous spousal abuser. That was his big character trait for a while. He used to beat the hell out of the Wasp.
Well, that's awesome.
I
don't think they're going to translate that one to the 21st century movie, I bet.
Yeah, I think you swat the Wasp more than you do beat her up.
Yeah, and then in one of the more recent issues, when they're trying to reconcile, he uses awesome powers to go inside of her and provide her with some pleasure. But
wow. Are you making this stuff up?
No,
is this Pant Man you actually been reading?
No, confused? I swear to God, it was like the first three pages of an issue of the Avengers, and they try to be kind of coy about it, but it's pretty blatant what's going on.
A lot of innuendo there, huh?
Yeah, but the actual movie is being written and directed by one half of the guys that did Shaun the Dead, Edgar Wright, so there's a pretty good chance that the movie might not be terrible.
It might be a comedy, too, which would be more entertaining.
Yeah, that'll be different for one of these superhero movies, too. All right, I'm going to source you on everything you told us about Ant-Man today, but I'm going to remain interested because it does sound like it could be pretty good.
Hey, well, I'll send Ralph a couple of emails with the links to the issues.
Terrific. Bring it.
Great idea. Yeah. Thank you very much.
He's a new power dildo man, apparently. His new secret identity.
Tomorrow morning on all new Kevin and Bean Show, by the way, not only do we have more tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2008, you can win those all day long. I'll give you a chance to earn them in addition to calling the top of every hour. Also, LaQuisha will be here, Ralph, tomorrow, talking about a new episode of the Tila Tequila Shot at Love. Matthew Fox joins us from the Speed Racer movie. He is Racer X in the film that opens Friday, don't you know? And we'll talk to Harvey Levin, our old pal from TMZ.com. Plus, we got a hold of the guy. A listener tipped us off to the dude running the petition about saving our taco trucks. Apparently, there's a lot of heat that these taco truck operators are getting into now. And the city of Los Angeles maybe is asking them to close down, not set up where they do. And a lot of controversy. So we'll talk to the guy who's behind that petition. That's all coming up tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Stick around for 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock next. Flowbots, Incubus, Sublime, 3 Days Grace, and more right after this on K-Rock.